Good. Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau board meeting for Thursday, November 13th, 2014, our regularly scheduled meeting. And let the record show that today we have full board in attendance. We're just doing a little juggling up here, but we have a full board. And at this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's 5 minutes after nine, and I'm going to open it up for public comment. If you would like to address the board on any item on the agenda, please note that the item will open up at the time that it's scheduled for additional or for public comment. But if you're unable to stay to that time when it comes up on the agenda, you may also comment now, but you can't double dip. Okay, let's see if anyone comes forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the TBID. My name is Don Maruska, and I've been hired by the City of Morro Bay to be the facilitator for the Local Economic Action Plan Program. We're calling it the LEAP Program, so it's a leap forward in Morro Bay. And I just wanted to highlight to you and to the people who are watching today that we're going to be having a series of workshops. The first one is going to be, and you'll see it up on the screen, is next Wednesday, November 19th, from 8:30 to 10 at the main fire station. There's a wonderful classroom facility in there that we'll be using for the workshop. This will be an opportunity to identify what are some of the key issues, some of the options and opportunities to work together in the community. One of the things that I've noticed and have been really appreciating in the comments and discussions that I've had with members of your board and your executive director and others is just the interest and desire for various parts of the community to come together, the businesses, the merchants, the tourism interests, to find ways to really strengthen the economy here in Morro Bay. And that's really the great opportunity for this community, is that ability to figure out how to take the strands of the community and create a real fabric that's stronger. And that's a way to highlight what's distinctive about this community and have a success formula for the future. So I really encourage your involvement. There are lots of ideas.
Thank you, Don.
So good morning, Tourism Board members, and good morning, Brent, Executive Director. I'd like to thank for making me aware of public comment today and inviting me to your board. My name is Andy Hamp, and I own Cypress RV Park and Mobile Home Park. So by now, I think you all know that all the town's RV parks oppose the county DMD and have stated our reasons at several forums. They range from the uneven playing field that we face when state parks and county-owned parks don't pay TOT or assessments, or county parks and county jurisdictions don't pay TOT. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. It looks like besides RV parks, there are also a majority of other lodging properties in Morro Bay that are against the TMD. Current county data shows that 17 properties have signed the petition in support of the TMD. But when it comes down to it, though, it's some owners have multiple properties, so that whittles the support down to maybe about 13 or so. And there may be fewer in support, since I'm not privy to the interrelationships among the various motel property owners. So it appears that we have a vast numerical majority of motels that do not support the DMD. The vacation homes don't support the TMD. On the latest list, there wasn't a single vacation home on the petition. The tourism board, in their decision, did not support the TMD. And last but not least, there's always the RV parks. So even if the properties in favor of the TMD should reach the 50 plus 1% support based on assessment size, I believe that the City Council would do a tremendous disservice to the majority of properties should they vote for the TMD on December 9th. During the BID workshop last month, you may recall that I asked John Lambeth, the BID consultant, what recourse many small players have if they are outvoted by a few large players. He responded that the City Council is the only hope for the small guys, and is one of the reasons councils were brought into the process when the BID laws were drafted to take this into consideration. That means that those opposing the TMD must make themselves heard before the December 9th City Council meeting. As a suggestion, I would encourage the council to wait out the first 5 years. Let the TMD go through the growing pains, and let the Morro Bay BID with its new staff develop their plans. The tourism business is doing well right now. Morro Bay Lodging saw tremendous growth last year, and local attractions have grown as well. Hearst Castle released their numbers. They had 11% growth in visitation last year, close to 750,000 people, and all of that without a TMD. Thank you, and have a productive meeting.
Thank you, Andy. Anyone else for public comment at this time? Nope. Okay. Oh.
Good morning. Chuck Davison on behalf of Visit SLO County. So I just want to make sure that we have the facts straight. There was a comment made that all of the RV parks in the county, I think what was meant is possibly Morro Bay, but the comment was all of the RV parks in the county don't support this effort. That is, in fact, incorrect. We have a number of RV parks in the county, in other cities, Pismo Beach, Paso Robles, that are supporting this effort. So I wanted to be sure we were clear on that. The second note of the number of support, so as of this morning, I don't have updated numbers from the county. We're waiting on those still. But we do have 72% of the rooms in Morro Bay supporting this TMD that's before you. So that's a huge number. We have met the legal requirement of 50% plus one, even here in Morro Bay, from a revenue standpoint. We've also met that throughout the rest of the county. As you know, San Luis Obispo approved this item at their city council on Monday night, 5-0 unanimous in favor of. So it's now received support from Pismo, Paso, and San Luis Obispo will be before you as your council here in the city on December 9th, Atascadero on the 13th, where we have 100% support of the lodging community there. Arroyo Grande is yet to be agendized. That will be agendized on the 25th of this month at their TBID meeting. We have 100% support in that community as well. So I just want to make sure you have those true facts as you consider this item before you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Anyone else for public comment? There's only one other person in the audience. Okay. At this time, we'll close public comment and move on to the approval of minutes. Let's take a look at that. I hope that everyone had an opportunity to really thoroughly review the minutes. They are quite lengthy, but then so are some of our meetings, so it makes sense. And they were for the Thursday, October 9th, 2014 meeting. I saw no changes, but I don't want to speak to everything that all of you said. So if you have any changes, speak now. Then I'm looking for a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve the minutes.
I've been in Morro Bay past 4 years, and we've been into this business, me and our family, you know, it's been about, 15, 20 years, and I moved with my family now, and yeah, the reason why I was late, because my 8-month-old is really sick, and he's been, keeping me up, so I totally forgot about meeting today. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to, you know, work together with everyone, and, you know, try to, you know, take this town and everything what we are doing, it, you know, maybe move much more forward and do better and better for our, you know, all the businesses, not for my only hotel, but everybody. And yeah,
thanks, Amit. We're looking forward to having you aboard. Thanks. Our little tourism boat that we drive around town in. Great. And so Amit brings lots of experience. He was also on the community promotions committee a few years back, so he definitely has that experience with city government and promotion. Let's see. And now we will move on to the treasurer's report. And for that, I will turn it over to our honorable treasurer, Mr. Nick Mendoza.
Good morning. We'll start off with the TOT report. Hopefully everybody has a copy of that. But if we look at September, we weren't up in September as much as we have been in the previous months. So we'll see how that goes with October. But I think part of September's issue was, I think the 2 days for the Labor Day weekend were partly in August this year. It was really early. So that may have had an impact on the numbers for September. So we'll see how October. I have a feeling October is going to be very good. So we'll keep an eye on that for next month.
Well, October, I think we had probably one of the best weather in years.
Yes.
So I think we'll probably do well.
Yeah, I am talking with other people in the restaurant business, too. It seemed like October was a very good month, and there's still a lot of people in town. So yeah, it's nice to see. Under budget review, I'm not sure what that was about, but I have the copy of, Brent sent out a copy of our current budget, but things are kind of moving right along there with our budget, so unless anybody has any comments or anything on that.
I had a question about that. We show loss, a projected loss, you know, at the end of the year of $5,000 at the visitor center. Do you see that?
Okay. Yes, $5,600.
Yeah. So is that, are we going to go to the city and ask for that? Because it's not under the purview for our budget to pay for that.
Right.
Or are we going to be able to cut some costs?
We'll probably have to cut some costs somewhere.
Okay, great. That's all I want to know.
Definitely.
I just want to make comment on that. I don't think that we really have to worry about actually, as far as that, we're actually saving a lot of dollars right now as far as like maintenance, and then there's other things that we've been able to save. The last fiscal year, there was a lot of printing costs associated with the visitor center, and because we printed a new visitor guide, that's actually cut down on that. And then with us initiating a relationship with Mora Bay and Blumen doing the landscaping, that has actually decreased some of the maintenance costs, as well as working with Achievement House on doing the cleaning of both the visitor center as well as the bureau office. We're actually saving some dollars there. So I really actually feel very confident that we're going to be coming in closer to that 100,000 range versus the 105.
Thank you, Brett.
The other thing I wanted to bring up about the TOT is that I really didn't think September was that bad in the sense of, you know, growth. But I do, if it's too bad we don't have an overview anymore of that. But I did want to make comment on, if you do look at percentage of increase from year to year, the huge amount of increase in the VRBO income as opposed to the increase with the hotels. I think that's pretty telling. That's all.
Okay.
How come we can't project those anymore?
I can go put it on the overhead. We can put it on the overhead.
No, I'm just saying, why don't we do that?
What do you mean, put them on the
overhead?
Oh, okay.
We used to do that.
Yeah, we can put them back on the overhead.
Okay, good.
In terms of TOT, just so the audience understands what we're speaking to, because here we are, we're having almost an internal conversation. So I get Jane's point of wanting to put it on the overhead. Last year, hotel occupancy was 69%. And when I talk about last year, I mean the year ending June 30th, 2014. So rate, maybe a buck, yeah, in ADR across the board. So, but it was still a healthy gain in revenue. And I think Nick is right when he makes the assessment of the Labor Day weekend. I think he's really right. And typically, I mean, Michelle can probably speak to this all of her years in the hotel business. There's a gap that happens when kids go back to school. They start football, they start soccer, they start fall sports like fall ball. And there's a two-week gap where families don't typically travel the first 2 weeks of school, and that usually happens towards the, you know, starting sometime around August 15th. You know, football is all year long, it seems like, in the Valley and stuff. But starting about August 15th, there's a gap in travel. I don't know if you experienced that, too.
Well, and one thing I noticed, too, everybody went back to school a little earlier this year, too. We were, so, and like Joan's saying, a lot of people then stay home right before their kids are going back to school. So they got to get everything ready for school and get going, and then school starts, and then people will travel for a little bit, but then they pause again because of all the sports starting back up. So then you've got all these sports starting back up, and everybody pauses, and then they go like, oh, well, okay, we're in school, we got our routines, let's go travel.
Yeah, we're flowing.
So it takes a couple of weeks to get that going.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there's probably a little bit of that, but didn't want to have an internal conversation, and I think John would like to speak to that. Myers.
Just a real quick comment regarding Jane's comment. Last meeting, I said I was going to start looking into the VRBOs and all that kind of stuff. And I've dug into that pretty deep. I wasn't ready to make a report this meeting, but I was going to, when it came to future agenda items, I was going to ask that to be scheduled for next meeting. And if there's anybody that has any specific questions or comments or ideas regarding our VRBOs in particular, well, make them vacation rentals and specifically the Airbnbs, the rooms for let, not the houses for let, the rooms for let. If you could shoot those comments my way, I'd appreciate it, and I'll make sure they get addressed at the next meeting.
You know, I saw briefly something in piggyback, because I know it's not full discussion point, but I thought that the city's going through that audit and they're doing that business license, and I thought I read somewhere that if you had 4 units or more, you had to pay TOT. So I would be curious how that
affects. I believe
those
are home rental units, like if you have apartments, condos, or...
And that's what I was curious.
Homes, but not, those are not, that's not the vacation rental policy. That's how, if you lease a house,
okay.
If you have houses for lease, for example, like...
Like a property management, like if you have 4 rentals and you're renting them out.
4 constitutes, you have to have a business
okay.
license. If
okay.
you have 1, you don't have to, it's your second residence that you're renting, but if you get up to that 4 point, you need to have a business.
Okay,
license.
Okay. And then that's what I'd be curious, maybe just in that report, researching what vacation rentals or Airbnbs, do they have to pay business licenses? How does that all affect, and where do their taxes come in? So just since you're researching all that, maybe look into some of that. I'm just curious.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be a big part of the report. I talked to Susan Slayton about that. She mentioned that, is it MAS, I think, is doing the audit. They've interviewed or audited somewhere over 100 vacation rentals thus far. So I'm hoping by the time we get to next month that they will have completed that task as it relates to vacation rentals, so we can get a complete report there.
Okay, perfect. No, I think that's good information for us to have, because I think there's a lot of them that we don't know about.
Anything else on that TOT report? Since somehow we were in the budget and we wound up back at TOT. So I'm going to put the TOT report aside. I'm going to go back to budget. Are there any questions for Nick or Brent or the budget subcommittee regarding budget?
I'd love to see a comparison from last year to this year. I think I mentioned that to you in an email. Just for administration cost-wise, I'd like to know what the percentage was that we spent last year and what our projection percentage out of total budget just for the Tourism Bureau is for this year.
I just have a question. Did you guys receive a report at the end of the year? I mean,
well, we have a year-end budget,
right,
and the
year-end
budget is broken down into categories
mm-hmm.
of use of funds.
Right.
And so that's an easy percentage that you would get if they did it that way. Maybe George could help you.
Because I think that if we probably had the report directly from George for the end of the year, so it just would really be a matter of going back and looking at what the end of the year compared to what we're projecting for this year.
Maybe the budget subcommittee could.
The coding has changed substantially. Yeah. So, look, we did close out last year's books. We did have a presentation of statements here for the full year. But if you look at those statements compared to what Iron Chef Nick and Brent have worked out in terms of taking that whole coding system forward, there is a substantial difference. So it's a little bit of apples to oranges trying to compare them directly. You can look at the totals, or you can look at the visitor center, you can look at department totals, but it's real hard to get a straight across comparison.
Thank you, John. That was my point. I'm starting to have a little bit of amnesia. We closed out our books a couple months ago, but I think you're right. Our coding was a little bit different last year versus this year, but you could probably still kind of group categories, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I think if that's the case, then you can compare to, you'll be talking about, visitor center budget in your personal and group budget, and then also advertising. So I think you could probably summarize it in such and have him to do the summary of what is going to be last year versus this year.
What I'll do is I'll have George go ahead and get me the reports, and then I'll get a report to you guys before the end of November.
That would be nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Michelle and John are right in terms of the coding was completely different, so we might not get a full apples-to-apples comparison. It might be a little apples to orangish, but, you know, we'll get as good as we'll get as good as we can get. And that's what we get. Okay, good point, Jane. Thank you. Anything else for the treasurer, for the treasurer's report? Any other work we want to give Nick? No? Just checking. Nick? Okay. Then we accept that for file. And now we are going to move into
Sorry, Jane. What about those things you sent us about the reserve?
That's next.
Oh, okay.
On the agenda.
I thought that was part of the treasure. Okay.
And next, thanks, Jane. Nick, you're keeping us on our toes. Next on the agenda is number 6, the financial reserves policy. The policy recommendation from the budget subcommittee. Nick, do you want to read it out loud for everyone?
Yeah,
so that
but
we're not
just to review, we've kind of been trying to figure out what kind of financial or business reserve we wanted to have for this, for the Bureau. And we talked about 10%, and we talked about a specific figure. So the Budget Committee met, and we came up with what we think is a good compromise. And I'll just read it out, because obviously the public doesn't have a copy of this. But the Bureau shall keep in reserve 45 days of expenses, which equates to $32,000, and this is also approximately 5% of our income, the assessment income of $640,000 from last year. That's last year's figure. This is for only the Tourism Bureau, the salaries, the rent, expense, and marketing. We believe this is a good compromise between the 10% and the 90-day reserve policies that were spoken of over the last few months. So that's what we came up with. And I'll ask for any discussion or comments on what the Budget Committee has come up with.
So to keep this organized, I'm going to start down the end, because both John and Nick are on the Budget Subcommittee, and so am I, so we'll get input from the rest of the board. We'll start with Jane, I guess. Just go down the line.
Okay, I'm glad we're doing this. Thank you, Nick. So I'm just a little confused, because we were sent two things. Is the other one something else?
Yeah, there's another item that we'll discuss after this one that it's
okay.
Different.
All right,
we should have talked about it
at the same time.
About the budget. But anyway, we'll just keep them separate just so we don't get confused.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I don't have any questions or comments at this time.
I think that's fine. I think for 5%, like I mentioned, I think last time, I mean, usually we recommend 3 to 6 months.
Right.
And so I think we took the good compromise, mm-hmm. So that's fine. But definitely we need to have a reserve, and I think that's the right way to go.
All right.
Michelle?
I agree. I think we're a business. We need to be able to have, I'd like a little cushion, but we're also a spending board, and we need to spend the money out in marketing and get the money out so we can get people in our heads and beds. So I'm comfortable with the 5%. I think it's a good start, and I think we can evaluate it in 6 months and see how it's working. So I agree. Good job.
Thank you.
Budget Subcommittee.
That's kind of what we didn't want to have a huge reserve because, again, like Michelle mentioned, we're a marketing board. We need to get
or as needed. Is there anyone who'd like to make that motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Open for discussion. Any questions? Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None? Great. The financial reserve policy does pass, so we'll have Brent add that to the list of to-dos, showing that, working with the treasurer to show that as a line item on our budget. So there we go.
I think we just need to also adjust our financial accounting policy to reflect that.
Okay. And then backing up, we did have a policy that, the budget adjustment proposal. We sent all of you the budget, and the budget committee was proposing an adjustment of the income for the current 2014-2015 budget. I'll have Nick speak a little bit to that very quickly.
Right. During our discussion, we kind of looked at where our budget was going, and it looks like obviously there's going to be an increase to what we were estimating, and our director suggested that, you know, we want to get those dollars working, and we discussed that, and rather than, you know, come in way over budget as far as income and having that money, again, just sit there and not really have it going anywhere, we suggested to increase our budget income so we would, and then with the extra money, we could put that towards PR and marketing. So what we proposed, and again, I'll read this out so that everyone can see or hear it. The budget committee is proposing an adjustment of income for the current budget 2014-15. We looked at the actual income from the 2013-14, which ended at roughly $641,000. We propose adding 10% to that figure, which would make the budgeted income figure roughly $705,000. This would give us additional funds that we could put towards PR, promotion, and marketing. We want to avoid funds in our budget not being utilized. So that's basically what our proposal is. And so I'll put it out there for comment.
I've got a question. We have the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau 2014-15 budget right here. So you're talking about the revenue and assessment funds right now, which is $676,500.
Right.
And that's going to go up to, you're proposing that's going to go up to 700 and something.
Right, 705
roughly. Okay. So right now we've already gotten July, August, and September figures. Okay. So has that are we showing an increase already in what we projected for the monthlies when you did your budget committee?
Average Jane, for those months are about 12%.
Higher.
It's 12% if you average from what the July numbers, August, and September numbers.
Higher than what we proposed for this year.
Well, you guys projected initially 10%. Right now we are
12%. So we're 2% different.
Right, correct.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to get at. So this budget here is based on what we thought would be a 10% growth. So we're talking about a 2% increase, correct?
I think it was less than.
I could try and explain that. A year ago, when I had that job, when we were doing budget, we started the budgeting process in probably February or March, but we were using numbers from December, January, and February. So we were forecasting what our revenues would be for fiscal 2014. And then we were saying for the 2015 budget, we'll increase that by 10%. The forecast was conservative. So what we actually came in at was higher than the forecast. So instead of taking 10% of the forecast, we're saying we'll increase 2015 by 10% of actual. And
okay,
that's where the difference is.
So it's almost like 20% of last year, right? Approximately?
No.
That was projected.
Yeah, it was just a
projection.
It was an estimated
actuals.
Number. That
right,
we,
but we estimated we 10%, and now we're going to increase it by another 10%.
No, we're not increasing. We increased an estimated number by 10%, just for sake of conversation. Let's say we forecasted $100,000, and we wanted a 2015 budget to increase by 10%. So our budget should be for 2015, 110 PR and a couple other things.
Okay, and that is also evaluating the 5% of reserve.
Correct.
Okay, so what I would like to do for myself is before I make a decision on this, I would like to see that in black and white. I'm a visual person, and so I'd like to see what, you know, just see where the categories are going to lie with. We've already approved the 32,000, which is revolving, and I'd like to see how all the numbers play with that. That's just, I'm just saying.
Just to throw one other thought in there is, what we're suggesting here, the same thing happened last year, we just didn't increase the 2014 budget. So the reserves, the 32,000, is actually going to come out of last year's money. So we've actually funded the reserves already based on not having adjusted the budget to reflect actual from forecast.
No, all I want to do is see it. I want to see the 30. In other words, I would have liked to have been presented this along with a budget in black and white that showed me what is we have now, what's mm-hmm. being proposed with the 32,000.
Right. The difficult part is when you're making a budget in February of a certain year and your budget ends in July or June, makes it really difficult to, that means you have to forecast, but now we're looking back, we have an actual number. We know exactly what our income was, and we can base an increase off that.
I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I just want to see it.
Understood.
I want to make a comment. I think we discussed this once before. Mm-hmm. We really need to do, I mean, we're new right now with the whole thing. This is our second year to be in, you know, really detailed as far as the county. But we should really do a mid-year review of the budget. Right. And then at that time, most probably either we have to increase or decrease based on what our collection is. So I think we should make it more like a formal situation. And I don't have an issue with this. I think that's fine. But if we put it in the system such, then we don't have this kind of discussion. Because every 6 months, we will adjust it according how, you know, business is not going to go up all the time. I'm sure there'll be time they're going to go south too. So we got to make sure that we have a system in place long term. That's my comment.
Well, I think if we, you know, when you have a budget, it's kind of a fluid document. You change it, and a mid-year one would be obviously a time when you would look at it. But sometimes mid-year in this situation would be too late because we'd already be halfway through. We'd be sitting on those dollars that have come in and we haven't utilized yet. So at this meeting, we thought, you know, we're 3 months into our budget, the first quarter, and it looks like we're going to have some extra income. Why not try to put that to use? That was kind of our thought there. And, you know, we can certainly print up a new budget with those new numbers, and then we can okay it at that point. But this is just kind of getting the ball rolling and throwing the idea out just to see how our board felt about it.
I just want to ask one other thing. It seems to me that we get our money through the BID, and it seems to me that we give a budget to the BID to approve. So, correct? All right, we formulate a budget of what we're going to spend, and we give it to the BID, okay? So the BID needs to see a budget, a different budget, in order to approve it. So even though we put it out there, we can't use the money until the TBID approves it, correct? Yeah, because that's how they approved it. They are the governing body. We aren't.
Well, let me just go back and say that at the beginning of the year, we do what's called a release of funds. So the release of funds reflects that we can utilize the dollars that come in through the assessment and are funneled into the BID and then released to the Tourism Bureau. So any funds that are assessed and collected by the city and given charge of to the TBID are released. So it's not released based on the budget. It's released based on the motion to release all funds that are assessed to the Tourism Bureau. Does that make sense? We
That's
do approve a budget,
of funds, but we do it per budget, and the budget has to be approved by TBID. So what I'm saying is all of a sudden we have a pile of money that hasn't been assigned to a category. And so we're proposing to assign it to a category, first expense, right?
Well, I wouldn't say a pile of money, but we anticipate that we'll have some extra funds.
Some money. That's a pile of money for some of us.
But we want to be ready to use those funds as they come in. So
I understand, but right now we have plenty of funds to use for this quarter, okay? So we're talking about that, you know, we're talking about maybe January or February that we're really
cautious. We had a great summer, July, August, and September, but I'm also cautious about the next few months with winter and what it's going to be. And I know we're slowing down, and this month in November, I see as soon as the time changed, the light switch changed, and I've got days where I'm not, you know, as busy as I would like to be. So, but then again, you look at the other side of the coin and say, well, if we're spending money in marketing and promoting, maybe we could get people heads in beds. So I'm a little on the fence with it either way. I think having it written would be a little easier, but I also don't want to sit and slay the dragon like we tend to do. So that's kind of my two cents, which was very not helpful.
could I maybe, I was going to say, let me try and say it a little bit differently. When we did the budget process last year, we agreed that we wanted to grow our revenues by 10% for 2015. And we based that 10% increase off a forecast. When we got our real numbers in, that increase is only about 6%. So all we're saying is, okay, we've got real numbers in, let's make our forecast, or let's make our budget for 2015 based on 10% growth of real numbers. And we want to have an aggressive target for the executive director. The executive director has come back to us and said he would like to see this money available as soon as possible because we've got our off season coming up, and he wants to start hitting the marketing hard to get the heads and beds in what we have given him as a direction of let's get occupancy up in the shoulder and off season. So he's saying let's make a decision to do that right now. And I would be supportive of going forward with the motion Nick's put out there, but maybe add to it that the visual be provided to the board at our next meeting. We'll represent the budget for 2015 to reflect these changes and in both the revenue and where the expense money would go.
I think the difficulty here is this. We are proposing money is coming in which is not here yet, but to be expended on something that we still don't know what we're going to spend it on. We know the category, but we don't know exactly what we're going to spend it on. So I think when you're dealing with that kind of situation, the best way is to go back in and put that money and maybe make an assignment to Brent to exactly how we want to spend this, you know, additional money, and then get it approved. I think that's the proper way to go as far as I'm concerned. Then we're all comfortable. We know what, how much extra we're talking about and how we're going to spend it before we say, well, we're going to get something and we're going to spend in this, maybe this way. Okay. Yeah, this category. So, but I like to see the details. I agree with Jane on this because it's a little bit more, and then we know if something goes south, why we did, and, you know, this spending. So I think that's
kind of an analysis of where these dollars would go.
Exactly. I think, and I still think we should get, you know, as a budget committee, I think you guys should meet, of course, you're doing it every month. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have a quarter report, such, you know, how we meeting the budget. And then, of course, as a board, I think we should do every 6 months, review the whole budget. I think if we do that, I think we won't have this kind of conversation because we will always be ahead of the game.
Okay.
Hey, Joan, I can actually answer the question on where the money is going to go.
Thank you. Answer that question, then
so
I'm going to summarize.
So we are looking at $28,500 difference between the budget that you guys are seeing right now. Just we're talking about tourism, the assessment dollars, plus the additional funds, you know, from the reserves. So we're looking at $32,600. Breaking that down, I would like to have $10,000 go to PR. Our PR firm is doing a spectacular job in bringing in media into the area. we are going to be falling short in that budget category. There are endeavors that we're still looking at doing, and just, you know, in talking with mental marketing, we know that we are going to go over in that budget. So I would like to see $10,000 be funneled over to the PR firm. There would be additional $12,600 that will actually go into digital marketing that would go to Verdin to be able to spend additional. We're finding that on the digital standpoint, and Alex, just to, you know, talk on the point that you were saying, say if we had some shortfalls, digital is the easiest, you know, place to be able to pull that plug. So essentially we'd like to funnel $12,600 into digital. And then on a bureau standpoint, $10,000, which would be 5 and 5. Print would increase by $5,000. And then the PR.
Last year, we had a scheduled in-depth budget, mid-year budget review. This year, it is scheduled again. It's on our Tourism Bureau calendar. It's scheduled again for January, so we will do an in-depth budget review, mid-year budget review in January. 6 months. It's a six-month budget review process. So we have to wait for those numbers to come in through January. Then we'll be able to review a full 6 months. So as you know, TOT lagged a little bit behind, 30 to 60 days behind in reporting. So it's difficult to put your finger on exactly what that is, which is another reason why the budget subcommittee is going to come back to you with an additional way on doing budget, possibly next year doing an 18-month kind of rolling budget, but that's for future conversation. So we will have an in-depth budget subcommittee review. We were, as a budget subcommittee, reviewing the first quarter numbers and had a very in-depth conversation about this. And Brent did, at that time, spell this out for us in terms of what those categories are that you'd like to bolster. I hear from the board that there is concern about moving into the slow months, and we'd like to see efforts go to bolster the business there. I hear that some board members are for this as it stands, adding that a black and white copy of the budget reflecting these figures, reflecting the changes, and reflecting the changes in the categories be provided to them between now and the next board meeting for adoption. Did I kind of get everything out there that we summarized? Okay. So I would look for either at this point for a motion to approve the recommendation with the adjustment. And we do have a motion. Let's see if I can sum it up. The Morro Bay Tourism Bureau shall adjust the budgeted assessment funds under ordinary income from $676,500 to $704,915 for the 2014-2015 fiscal year budget, and provide a new copy of the budget to the board prior to the next meeting, reflecting that the additional funds be placed into the category of PR, digital marketing, and Tourism Bureau print and PR. Is that the motion? Does that summarize? Okay. Is there anyone who'd like to make that motion?
I'll make that motion as stated by our chairwoman.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah. And my discussion is, in this budget that I'm looking at, we had an increase of cash of $42,100. We're having increases of, and we're increasing our marketing expenses overall, which is a good thing. I'd love to see that equate to also our increase in occupancy or our increase of ADR, which we have no reports on, to do a comparison. I'd love to compare it from last year to this year, because just spending money isn't always the answer. It's quality instead of quantity. And so that's all I have to say. I'm not in favor of this right now. I'm in favor of the concept, but I want to see some things.
Any other discussion?
Just one more thing, Nick. On the number you just gave us, you already took the 5% adjustment on the reserve.
No, we would if we went ahead with this, we would adjust. It would be a new amount. It would be more than $32,000. It would be whatever 5% of 704. So our reserve would increase.
Right, but what I'm saying, since you're going to increase, you know, by $32,000 as far as right now spending, is that affects the 5% reserve you want to keep on the book?
No, I think because we have some extra funds in there to cover that.
Okay. As long as we're fine with that, I'm okay.
And you know, I'm sorry. Either Jasmine or Jane, I mean Joan, too many J's. Can we read that motion? So I'm kind of chatting at the end
Did
of that.
Did you get it, Jasmine? Okay. Oh yeah, you have to have a microphone. You'll get yelled at from the closet. Go ahead.
Last year's actuals, we brought in $641,000. Our new projected budget would be $705,000.
Right, but we budgeted $676,500.
Right.
So the difference between $676,500 and $705,000 is roughly the extra income that we would be projecting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm nervous.
I'm going to call the question, and please remember that we will be doing an in-depth budget review in January, 3 months from now, and can make adjustments at that time if the board is still uncomfortable or is uncomfortable with where we're at. So I'm going to call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay. Sorry.
Let the record show that we have a 5-2 vote. Thanks, Jasmine. Thank you, everyone. Okay. And we will move on to executive director and staff report. This is the fun stuff, guys. This is where we get to see what we've done in terms of marketing this month.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'll turn it over to Brett and Jasmine.
Yeah, hold on to your hats, people, because we're gonna burn through this. So, as you know, a lot of emails have been flying by. There's been a lot of leads going out. Jasmine's been really working hard on developing that relationship with Cuesta College, and so thank you, Jasmine, for working on that. So a lot of leads coming out for that. We had a lot of additional advertising opportunities, not just for lodging, but also for other business partners. You've actually received the full report, so you can see some of the other numbers, so I'm just going to keep moving forward here. Jasmine, again, has been working very hard on, you know, connecting with Cuesta College, doing a lot of different sports leads. You know, we are also reaching out to car clubs here in California. We have about 166 that are going to be going out next week. Just doing a lot of different promotions, et cetera. Moving forward, Sharon, too, has been a really great help to the Bureau. She works part-time in reaching out. What we found is that email is not always the most effective communication in reaching out to properties as well as business owners. And so Sharon does a lot of the face-to-face and picking up the phone and calling. And oftentimes we will also enlist the help of some of the visitor center staff when we're doing some phone outreach. So she's been helping with deliveries and kind of connecting with the business folks here in Morro Bay. So, Sharon, if you're listening, thank you so much for your help on that. Moving forward on the sales standpoint, we have actually enlisted the help of Tolosa Press on doing a visitor map certified folder, which was actually the contract was done by my predecessor. We actually have great needs out there for new collateral, and so we have approximately about 13,000 maps that are going to be going out to different travel centers within California, and then the additional 3,000 will actually go to the visitor center for distribution. The map is actually all of the lodging is listed in there with names, addresses, and phone numbers, plus they're also listed on the map. That's included within the assessment dollars. Tolosa Press was actually able to reach out to different businesses throughout Morro Bay to help, you know, subsidize the rest of the dollars. And so initially looking at what the total cost would be for just the visitor map alone, we ended up saving approximately about $8,000, so which is phenomenal for us. Other sales standpoint, we went to the Modesto Y exhibited at the Modesto Women's Expo. Wasn't really very well attended. It actually is only in its second year. We probably will not be repeating that show. However, there's other shows that this company has been doing. We've been recommended on doing a wedding expo coming up in January. So we're taking a look at that and taking a look at the numbers there. Cuesta College Sports, Jasmine and I are going to be meeting with the athletic director coming up here, seeing how we can do a lot more business with them. I know that John Myers has recommended for us to connect also with their performing arts, and we've been trying to tap into that as well. So I think once we are at Cuesta, we might be making some surprise visits there. The 2016 Classic Car Show, all of the properties received that lead. The NAMCAR, we have not heard if they have went to the national organization yet and if Morro Bay is going to be the spot for the 2016 NAMCAR show, so I'm just waiting to hear back from our contact on that. As you know, we talked a little bit about the Classic Car clubs. Doing the cruise into Morro Bay is not going to be the only promotion that we will be doing. We're also going to still kind of keep in contact with them. There are folks who are willing to do destination weddings right here in Morro Bay, especially having it right on the beach. In marketing, we worked with Charter Media and produced a 30-second commercial. You guys will be receiving a link. I'm going to have Verdin upload that to our YouTube channel right now. If I sent it to you, it probably would make your email box explode on how large the file is. So we are doing it in 34 different zip codes. I'm going to be monitoring and evaluating, making sure that our investment with the commercial out there is doing what it needs to do. Charter Media actually offers a lot of really great reporting on that, so more to come at the December meeting on that. Obviously, you guys have received the digital advertising program with Verdin. We continue to monitor and evaluate that. You guys received a report via email from me, from Verdin. We are actually pulling one of the creative for digital is not actually performing where it needs to be, so we are going to be exchanging out that creative so that way, again, we can continue to monitor. We want our marketing to be working for us. On social media, Verdin is doing a nice job with our social media campaigns. They continue to provide us with different schedules. One of the benefits of working with Verdin, and Chuck is still in the house here. Visit Slow is actually working on a new social media campaign that will happen, is it every day of the week? And so we have connected our social media person with Verdin, with them, and making sure that anything that fits within their schedule that we're also taking advantage of our investment with Visit Slow. Travel information, it lags behind a little bit, but it's actually just, it's on a per lead basis, and so if we needed to pull some funds from that, we definitely could. TripAdvisor still continues being successful for us, and so I'm happy with what Verdin has done with that, but we are going to be continuing evaluating and monitoring that progress on some of the banner advertising with TripAdvisor. The fall iBrochure continues to be extremely successful. I just actually received a report yesterday on additional leads. So the information that you received here at the cost per lead at $1.92, which is really not accurate because we had a number of partners that also invested within the iBrochure, which calculates out to about $2,000. And so the cost per lead is less than, right now it's probably less than a dollar. Media and public relations, you know, I don't want to swear on camera here, but our public relations firm is kicking butt. So They continue bringing in different media. We have had some great successes in the 10 months that I have been, in at the Bureau. We've had a couple of media people that haven't really quite hit the mark, but we continue to monitor that and making sure that we are, watching our investment. I love the fact that we have a PR firm that let us know that Sunset had, they are having new travel awards, Sunset Travel Awards, and they brought it to my attention. And so we submitted our Morro Bay as the best adventure town, which I feel like it's a great category for us. They also had best beach town, but we're also going to be competing. If we did that category, we'd be competing pretty much with all of the coast, up and down the coast. So with the adventure, we have so much hiking, biking, kayaking, surfing, diving, sailing, cruising, fishing. I think we have it in the bag. I definitely do. They also continue pitching stories for the holiday season, holiday shopping, events, and travel. So I'm very, very pleased with what's happening with mental marketing, hence why I had made a recommendation on funneling some of the dollars to their efforts. Continuing on, this is just a snapshot of what happened in October. You also received the PR report. There's some additional there's additional stories that were actually in the reports that you received from Mental Marketing. But again, we are getting some great media coverage, and I'm very, very pleased with what the turnout has been. Even some of the investments that the Bureau has made prior to me coming into this position. For example, I believe the Westways magazine, that was hosted prior to me starting at the Bureau. And we had some nice coverage as far as like being a part of the article and being dog-friendly city. As you can see, just some of the outreach and communications as far as like monthly stakeholder, you can see that the October open rate is 51%. That might have a lot to do with that we are sending a lot more emails out to our constituents, but a lot of those are business. Having them look at Morro Bay as being a place where they can bring their clients, and we do want to, develop those relationships. iBrochure email marketing message went out to approximately 1,400 of the partners who are participating. Those names will actually funnel into our general consumer e-blast after December. And then outreach to car clubs, kayak clubs, yacht and boat clubs, and golf groups continue to happen. We're having a sponsorship conversation with Cuesta College, especially with the athletic department. We do want to do a co-partnership with the Morro Bay Chamber and have conversations with Cal Poly. They continue to be a great customer of Morro Bay, being in close vicinity, so we definitely want to continue to massage that relationship. We are going to be starting the production of the new visitor guide in December. We are actually going to run out of visitor guides probably about mid-January, so we want to be prepared for that. We are doing a free gift Friday promotion. A lot of the people up here in the lodging have not really heard about this, but we are going to be sending out and reaching out to all of you guys to see if you want to participate. We've had some good response from the business community that they want to participate, and so those hotels, there's going to be two Fridays. I think it's the 12th and the 19th of December, where if you want to distribute a free gift per room to your guest, it's going to be a free gift Friday promotion. And we've had about five or six different businesses that have already agreed to participate and are donating either items or coupons. It's pretty phenomenal. Giovanni actually donated $100 gift cards to order for online for an online wine store. So, and he gave 500 quantity of that. So it goes to show what type of participation and excitement that we're getting from the business community. So very excited about that. Mark your calendars and think about what you're going to be doing for Girlfriend Getaways, because we, in the month of January, will be Girlfriend Getaway Month in Morro Bay. We also have a lot of excitement surrounding that with the business community. We don't feel like we have to create events. Sometimes we just have to partner with businesses that are already doing things and just promote the heck out of that to increase the overnight stays in January.
plus with Restaurant Month, we are working on a particular partnership with Visit Slo for those restaurants who may not be members of Visit Slo, for them to be able to participate in Restaurant Month. More to come on that, so we definitely want to get people in the restaurants eating, shopping, staying overnight. Make more Obey Your Resolution destination. This is also going to be a focus for January. This is going to be a PR effort. You know, as you know, most people make their resolution on getting, you know, losing weight and getting in shape. Why not use More Obey and all of the great activities that we have here to realize that resolution? I'm going to be attending the American Bus Association in January, and that is a group tour, professional group tour conference. And right now we've had about 5 different requests from different companies throughout the United States and Canada that have requested to have an appointment with us. I have to finish my appointments. Right now I have about 30 appointments scheduled. It's not guaranteed. We won't find that out until the end of December. We are also going to be doing a featured advertorial, Good Housekeeping, Red Book, Women's Day magazines, and that will be specifically focused in the LA area in February. It's Fall in Love. We're doing a whole theme on Fall in Love with Morro Bay. We're also doing partnerships, obviously, with local. We're looking at doing a partnership with local retailers on doing open house weekends in the month of February. There's a lot of people who come in from Central Valley that are looking at buying a beachside, either a vacation home or a retirement home, so we definitely want to capitalize on that and bringing them to the area. So we are, and Jasmine is like, oh, wow, we have something new to do. So that's next on our agenda. And then I also spoke with Sweet One Gallery, and they are going to be reviving the Photography Expo, and we're going to be doing a partnership with them, and that's going to be held in March. So we're hoping to be able to expand on that. Again, Wine Coast Country, we're looking at potentially doing a cooperative with them with California Road Trips. And then IPW, we are partnering with the Central Coast Tourism Council on a booth space for IPW, which is an international show of international travel professionals. Moving forward, we want to talk a little bit about the billboard plan, so I'm going to have Jasmine hand out the mock-ups that Verdin actually provided to us. You guys are going to have to share. I wanted to save a little bit on paper. But some of the things in dollars is an annual rental, the production of the art of the main, as well actually, of the main billboard will be approximately $2,500, and the strip that's actually at the bottom is included in that initial cost of the $2,500, but replacing that will be approximately $600 each time. So the proposed fee to events will be charging events $300 per event. Estimated time up will be approximately between 2.5 to 3 months time frame. And this includes art production costs plus the percentage of the rental and also staff time too. Sometimes when we're looking at expenses, we oftentimes do forget that there is staff time included in on that. So you have some of the creative that's in front of you. There are 3 different photos. Some of the challenges that Verdin is actually having, because the billboard is very long and narrow, not every type of photo is actually workable within that space. So we looked at some of the photos. We actually have a local photographer. There's an aerial shot. There's a shot of people surfing up with a rock, because I know that beaches has been a big thing to a lot of our constituents. And then also we have a sailing shot. So I would really love to get some feedback as far as the billboard before we move on to the next part of the meeting.
Let's be clear. Are you looking for feedback in terms of the creative shot, or are you looking for feedback in terms of the overall feel?
Let's start with the information that's in front of you on the screen here, as far as like the cost, and then we'll go into the creative.
I wanted to make a comment. So that I really want that billboard to be reflective.
Yes.
I think that's nice at night. You don't see it at all at night, and we don't have a light on it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So that would be perfect. How much is increased because of that? Or is
there,
not much
there's
different?
There's a slight increase. The initial costs were around $2,200, so we're looking at a cost, you know, a little bit of an increased cost of about
$300. That's fine. Okay. I think that's great. And as far as the photo, I'll make my comment. I like the last two. The first one, I'm not really pleased with that one, but the other two looks good. So
okay.
That's my comment on that, but I think it's excellent. That's great.
Jane, any comments?
So this is to scale, in other words, the
correct.
Length and the width?
Correct.
Okay, because it just appears so different.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very deceiving when you look
yeah.
at it, but in actuality.
I just had a couple of questions. First of all, I like the first image. And the reason I like the first image, it gives you an overview of more things, okay, that people might be able to experience. Also, where the wording is on the left-hand side does not, you know, hinder what you can view
right.
on the right-hand side. So I think that's really well placed. I have a question, though. You know how you can see open and closed signs where they just hang on a hinge, so to speak?
Okay.
Are you with me?
I think I'm.
Okay.
I think
they
I'm
have
picking
like
up what you're laying
like
down.
This, and you can do open or you something like that. I don't see why we couldn't use something like that on the bottom rather than a wrap all the time, because that way they're easy to change, so that if you have these three, and let's say now we're down to the November one, then November can be in spot number one on the left and then the next two, so that we could have a more of a rotating or make concessions for events that might come up within the last, you know, 30 to 60 days. But the other thing is, I would like to see a call to action. We used to have Discover Morro Bay, and people were, okay, or the window to Hearst Castle. That's like, you know, stop and chat. So I'm a little not pleased with Explore.
I would not look at the wording, because this is actually just a mock-up, Jane. Because
okay.
we do,
but
we
anyway,
do want people to
I
stop.
Like number one.
Yeah, we do want to have people stop. And then, Jane, I wanted to address the question: if we were to do that with the billboard, there would have to be two things that we would have to do. It's construction, so we'd have to get approval from the owner of the billboard, and we'd also have to get clearance from Caltrans. The third part of that is, who is going to do that? If we have to change that out, we don't actually have a staff person that is going to go out and move events over. If I'm actually, if we're on the same, but this will also reduce the amount of other banners that are going up on that billboard. I'm not going to pick on the lighted boat parade, but we've already seen a banner go up about the lighted boat parade on the billboard, which has not been approved by this organization to have that go up. So this is going to relieve a lot of those additional banners that people are just like going out to the billboard and just automatically putting up. This is going to be a whole new process. There's going to be some procedures that will be going around the billboard itself.
So basically, maybe if you were talking about three times a year, maybe we should look at more slots instead of having this nice and clean with three, because there's some times where there's just more information down there. So it might be four or five.
If we do that, the text gets rather small.
Well,
and
that's
then
what I'm saying. I
well,
mean,
and
we
then
have tall ships like just now.
Right.
You know, with
right.
everything you put out, we have.
Right.
Light a boat parade, we have tall ships, we have...
But this is a pay-to-play, Jane. This isn't something that we are doing. This is something in how we're going to recoup the cost a little bit
on
the billboard.
I'm just
so,
saying. So,
there are some
events... So whoever's paying
yeah.
will have their banner on there, is what you're
telling
me.
If it fits within the schedule, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Brent, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And since you've been working on this billboard for quite some time, how many seconds does a passerby on Highway 1 have to take in the full information on our billboard? I think that's an important question.
You know, understandably, you know, research says between 3 to 6 seconds.
Okay. So in terms of having a paragraph of information spread out across the billboard, they have 3 to 6 seconds while they're yelling at their kids not to spill the soda in the back seat, right? So we need to make sure that the call to action is real big and real
right.
clear. Okay. So anyhow, let's move down the line a bit.
Yeah, I think I agree. Billboard should be like, well, simple, you know, and of course with a larger font. And lesser font it is, it's I think it's
right.
better. I did like the first one, but maybe a little bit, you know, in the future, I guess you can just cover up those stacks, power plant stacks. Well, a lot of people don't like it. I mean, I don't know if I'm the only hotel where people came and said, oh, you're more of a town, never advertised that you guys had power plant, which I don't like it. but I have, you know, I do work at the desk too, so
I
have had people say that to me a couple of times.
The photographer that we are working with, I think to me what's intriguing about that aerial photo is that people will see that and
yeah.
they'll be like, what is that? It's like, what is that? And and like Jane, you said, it actually, it shows the city, it shows the beach, it shows the rock, it shows the outdoors. That's my favorite. That's why it's first on there.
No,
not to push that, but I also, you know, we have one image, and honestly, not everybody is going to be happy with whatever image that we're going to choose.
Yeah.
So I'm already ready for the phone calls and for the for the emails and saying. But I think just generally overall, the photographer that has been chosen really has a great eye for Morro Bay, and definitely wanted to take into consideration the feedback from the board. We wanted to have something light and bright. The last photo that we had was actually a sunset image, which I loved, but I definitely wanted to take into consideration the feedback. So, Joan?
Alex?
I think I covered what I wanted to say, but just on the long term, I really think if we could, I mean, I'm not fond of any billboard. I think it's just not going to sell, you know. But since we have one, if we could have lighted down the line somehow, would be nice. So if I don't think we want to discuss it now, but I think what you're doing is just wonderful. That's fine. But, you know, consider that maybe if you ever talk to the owner of the property,
exactly.
See if we can put, you know, some sort of solar light system there. Then it's, at least you can get a benefit in night, you know. I mean, reflection, it will do well because
right.
at least the car goes by, they'd be able to see it. But that would be a better choice. But that's all I have to say.
Michelle?
I love the first shot for what everybody has said, because I think, to me, if I don't know Morro Bay, and I'm driving down the freeway with my kids screaming in the back to not spill anything, and I look, it seems that you see the ocean. Because when you drive up Highway 1, if you come from the south, you don't know there's water. You don't know until you've already passed it. So, and you know what? We get a lot of walk-in traffic, and I don't think people, one of my properties, we can have 20 walk-ins in a day on a Saturday. A lot of people traveling up and down the coast, they're just like, oh, we're going to take a drive up the coast and we're going to stay where we want to stay. When I see this, to me, it's like, ooh, what's there?
This billboard issue, I remember talking about the billboard when I was chamber president back in the middle 90s. And we're just fortunate to have that, whether you like billboards
right.
or not. It could go away at any minute.
It could.
Because those property owners, I'm not sure how excited they are about having that there, but I think it's more of a community service they're doing by allowing that to be there. So the, you know, as if we make it simple where we're not having a lot of people go out there every month to do stuff, I think the reality of that billboard will go on. But and I like the idea of pay and play, because I think people just kind of in some regards take advantage of it, you know, even organizations that I'm involved with as well.
Yeah.
So
and Nick, it's really, for me, it's not so much of that, but it's, I'm really concerned about the safety
mm-hmm.
issue, because we do have
and
people
so
who
are the
property
owners
out there
too.
That are not
mm-hmm.
professionals.
Yeah.
and if they do get hurt, who's liable for that? And that's really where my biggest concerns come into play.
Absolutely.
John Myers?
I think what I'd like to do is reserve the sign next spring to advertise my birthday. I'll pay to play in that one.
You got it.
I hear what Jane is saying, and if there's a way to address the safety issues and so forth, I'd like to see us at least take a little bit more of a look at that. I understand what you're saying, too, is, you know, it'll be another year if we don't say yes to something like this right now. So I'm in favor of moving forward on this, but let's not throw Jane's comments out, because I think they're if we get a little more motion on that sign, movement of things, I think would probably be a good idea. I'm all in favor of the aerial shot. I agree with you. I mean, the other two shots, I can go do that by myself. I can stand out there and see that. That aerial shot just intrigues me. It's a look that you just don't have an opportunity to get. It kind of grabs you. So.
Thank you. Okay, so I have some thoughts. First of all, my thought is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I do not want to drive to San Luis another day and come back and see that we have not moved up from talkies, that we still have, or into the talkie world with Technicolor and everything else that we have now. We're still in, you know, silent movies. Our billboard is black and white. And to me, the billboard is, it's a matter of community pride. It welcomes our residents back from their day of work, and it welcomes all of our visitors from the south, and a lot of our visitors from the east into our community. And to me, it's a huge deal. It's a huge matter of pride on how we position ourselves as one of the forward-thinking communities on the coast. So I am thrilled that we are moving forward with a billboard. I like the billboard plan that quarterly we will change major events up there. I don't think that Brent is going to be looking to partnership with, and I'm going to use the Morro Bay Community Foundation dinner that we just had the other night. He's looking for major tourism drawing and community events. So I think there's going to be a substantial amount of good, solid information up there. Again, you have that 3 to 6 second window. So, you know, it can't be paragraphs of information. It's obviously not going to be War and Peace up there on the billboard. It's going to be Harbor Festival next weekend or whatever. And regarding the picture, you know, I'm happy if you're happy. As long as we have something new up there, I'm really happy. In terms of the power plant, Amit and Alex, don't forget that's a piece of mid-century modern architecture, which is a classic in America. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? So I'm happy with whatever image, you know, Brent chooses. He's got a favorite. It sounds like the board has pretty much a favorite. I'm looking for a motion for him to move forward with it, just so we're solid and we all agree. I'd like to see a motion on the billboard. I'd like to see a motion that we move forward with the billboard plan as presented today. Is there somebody who'd make that?
I'll make that motion as stated.
Second, someone?
I'll second.
Michelle Hawk has with a second. Any further discussion? Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Opposed? None? Good. Yay. The billboard.
Yay.
I feel like we slayed a dragon on that one. All
two
right.
2 weeks. It'll be up.
Yay.
Jasmine is going to be handing out the next section, and then I might want to make a recommendation after this that, you know, we allow, that I'd like to have the board. You guys are going to have to share some of the handouts. But I'd like to see the board maybe take a short little break after.
At the end of your presentation,
yes.
I am going to open up
yep.
the public comment on anything
okay.
that was presented.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So we have the event grant coming up relating to event funding. So that would be any individual or any organization that would be associated with applying for grants. So we want to make this as neutral as possible. My recommendation is the members would be selected by the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau Executive Director and the volunteer TBID board member. The task force would review all grant proposals, select and recommend to the board those event holders who
who should receive funds and the amount. They would be presenting this to the board for final approval. Again, the funding total, we definitely want to communicate that there's a total of $40,000 for allocation. This is, what I understand, has not been in the grant process before. We definitely want to make sure that that is communicated. I also would like to see developing funding categories. The funding categories would be developmental, promotional, and operational. Developmental, that it's an event that is less than 3 years old, and they would be using the funds as a way to develop and grow the event. We definitely want to look at events that have the possibility of not only creating economic impact for the city of Morro Bay, but also creating overnight lodging that will increase, obviously, the assessment in TOT. Events that are developing when they're in the first year, second year, they're not always going to bring in the overnight. They're not going to always generate overnight room revenue. But if there's a possibility of helping with development, we can actually assist in helping grow events that are budding and growing. Promotional, I have where 60% or more of the funds received will be used to market and promote their specific event. And then I also have a category for operational where 60% or more of the funds received will be used on operational costs of the event. I feel it's really important for us to really look at that, and because the city is investing dollars into events, that we look at these different categories, because we need to provide them with information on what they would like to do in the future when it comes to supporting future events. Does the city want to support events that are in the developmental stage? Of course they do. Do they want to, on a promotional standpoint, that I would hope that they would look at that, but on an operational standpoint, that might be the area of question. Do they want to fund events that need more operational costs versus promotional and developmental? So the other key part that I didn't see in the last round was, I feel that the event has to be held in the city of Morro Bay. We funded one event that was outside of Morro Bay, but it also did impact some businesses within Morro Bay, and I'm not going to call out what that specific event was, but I feel like the city is providing us with administering events, and I feel like the events should be within the city limits of Morro Bay, or include or have at least a portion of that in Morro Bay. Moving forward, establishing funding amounts. We did not have that in this last round. I am recommending that we have category of $1,000, $2,500, as well as $5,000, but really also spelling out what that in-kind marketing and PR will actually happen on the Bureau standpoint. The follow-up and the award letter would include what the funding process, the timeline, and when they would be expecting the funds. Oftentimes we are receiving requests from events that they want the funds like yesterday, and we have a process obviously going through our accountant where, you know, processing funds, we definitely want to make sure that there's the time frame. We do want to see not just the Bureau logo within the requirements and usage, but I would like to also see the city logo since the city is providing the funds. We also want to incorporate and also encourage them, if they do have a website, that there could be an ability to have the Jackrabbit reservation widget added to their website at no cost to them. But it would also provide a way and a tool for visitors to come in to be able to book their overnight accommodations with ease. Also, we do want to provide the information on what the in-kind marketing and the value will be from the Bureau. Obviously, a listing on the website, within e-marketing, some social media, also visitor center signage, and the potential billboard advertising. And then obviously the reporting process.
So thank you for your report, Brent.
You're welcome.
And at this time, I'm going to open it up for public comment. If there's anybody in the audience wishing to comment on the Executive Director staff report regarding event grant funding, if you want to step up to the microphone, you may do so now. If not, then I'll open it up to board comment.
I'm going to kind of jump around here. The amount part of that, established funding amounts, I'm not sure if I'm, you know, if three categories work. I just, one of the things that came to mind was when Ken Vesterfeldt walked in and he needed $1,700 to bring some guy to, you know, so I think we need to kind of let the people come to us and say, this is, you give us an amount as opposed to say, we're going to give you $1,000 or something like that. On the first slide, that you formed a task force, which I think is a good idea to get, you know, participation beyond this. But then that task force is going to recommend to this board for decision.
That's correct, John.
It just sounds to me like we make a decision to give somebody else the opportunity to make a decision. So effectively, it's coming right back to this board anyway. I'd almost give this task force the authority to make the decisions. I think I would rather probably go in that direction.
Maybe perhaps reporting what?
Yeah, I mean, come back and report what the decision has, what their decision has been, or what the decision is.
Understood.
The developmental funding, or the developing fundamental funding categories, I like the idea, because I'm... My view is we shouldn't be permanently funding an event. You know, an event should have a developmental phase and then a maturity phase, and then it should be standing on its own, I think. So.
And John, I would like to pipe in. I don't want to speak for, you know, all of City Council, but I've actually, there's been actually some discussion from some City Council that has that same, that essentially has that same concern.
Okay. I think what we really want to do is use this as an opportunity to incent new events to happen, or to, you know, to be developed. But we can come up with ideas for events, but we don't want to, I think we all agree, this board does not put on events. We need people to do it, and here's an incentive. We can help give you some seed money to get this thing started and some marketing, in-kind marketing to help you get it started. I think you made the comment that room sales has to be associated with this, but this is general fund money, so it doesn't have to sell rooms. It just needs to bring people into town. Had one other thought, I can't remember what it was. But I guess overall, I like where you're going with it. I think just a little fine-tuning and tweaking. I think we've got something here that we could really work with. That would finish me.
Yeah, I think I actually have one question on the developing funding categories. Is that just one category? I mean,
it is.
Okay. So if your event's over 3 years old, you can still be available.
You would be either in the promotional or the operational category.
Oh, I got you. Okay. All right, that's clear now. Thank you.
I got a handful of things. So I'm so blessed to sit on this one the last few times, so I know it's hard. First, I think I would love to get direction from City Council. It's their money, and they did it to us, so I think that's important if you've had that dialogue. They did it to us. I know that was great English. I didn't mean it like that, but I just love how I speak. Meaning that, you know, it's their money that they've gifted to the Bureau. And obviously we partner because we do a lot of in-kind, and we take and pool the money together and magnify that money. So I think it's great. I just think it'd be nice, since it is general fund money and it is coming as kind of a gift from council, to get good direction from them of what they want to see that money put to. So I think that would be number one for mine. Also, I would like to see something in here, and maybe it's in here and I was sharing, so I'm not a good sharer. What about the other events that don't fall into these three? Would there be something for in-kind? Say there's an event that goes on every year forever. They don't necessarily want cash. Is that same program going to fall under this category, or is this just for the cash?
If they're not looking for cash or they're not looking for funding specifically, then I think it's a whole separate, I mean, then it's really more of a conversation and a partnership with the Bureau,
okay.
Which, you know, we reach out to a lot of different events and let them know what type of marketing we can do for them, if there's the potential for visitors to come in, because obviously there's a lot of community events that really aren't going to attract the overnight business.
Right.
So we do reach out to the different events. So I think that an event is probably not going to apply if they're looking for in-kind. I think it's really more of a partnership between the Bureau and the event organizer.
Okay, I just know in...
And just maybe to answer your question, Michelle, the city is actually having us administer the dollars. I don't know if we need to... I mean, I think it's always nice to go back to City Council and saying, here's what we're going to be doing, but essentially they gave us the task to be able to administer those dollars.
Okay.
So.
And if you've had that dialogue, that's fine. I just want to make sure
And we can definitely, I can definitely reach out to a few of the City Council.
And I know we want to be sure to give a big thank you to them, too.
Exactly.
That's another
exactly.
big one. And then my other question is, on this establishing fund amounts, it kind of goes back to what John was saying, and I think it needs to be like an up to.
Okay.
Because I think you're going to have weird requests like 500 and 600, or you're just going to have some random, so that might just help facilitate that. And my other little micro mini concern is, it is general fund money, so I get it, would be having one TBID member, and then you've got three at the community. I would still like to see it come back to the board for final approval, personally. I wouldn't, being that we're outweighed, and yes, it's city fund money, but we still are tasked with administrating it. We're still tasked with the job of, why didn't you do this or why didn't you do that? We got to take the heat on that. I personally would still like to see the board then have final approval. That's just my two cents.
I'll go to Alex.
Okay. I have a big issue with this $40,000. And the reason I'm having a problem, we're a board that promoting the hotels, we get the money from the hotels, and that's really our major purpose of this board is. This $40,000 has always been questioned, well, who gets it, why they get it, what category should be. Is it a new guy that doesn't have no money and wants great ideas, and that, or the guy who already been doing promotion in the city for 10 years and need a little help all the time? We spent $10,000 last year for 4th of July. Any of these hotels doesn't need to spend $10,000 on 4th of July because we're all booked. So my biggest issue with this, I wish we could give this $40,000 back to the city and say, you guys decide how you want to give it out. Because at the end of the day, we get $140,000 a request, and however we have distributed at least last two times, there's no happy person in here. So whatever we come up with, it just doesn't work. So I'm okay with the way you have it. We had it last year, the same thing. If you've been in the business for 3 years, you're not going to get it, and so forth. But I really believe that you need to get with the city and ask them exactly what their point of view of this $40,000 is. Because if I'm going to spend the $40,000, I'd rather see people come in town and stay at our hotels. But that's not necessarily what their intention is. And if you go back and focus on new business, well, what is new, new promotion business out there? We're not sure. I mean, we get people want $500 to go buy a brochure. And we get people who wants to, do kite on the beach, which don't have no money. But, last year, I like the idea, but, they don't have the money to do it. So do we want to put the fund for that? Or do we want to do the $10,000 4th of July, which they always need it, and it's always nice for all the people from the community come out, not necessarily stay at the hotels. So I really think we should, if we're going to do this, we should probably make a board, picked probably by city council or their input, and you could be the head of that, And doesn't need to be any of our members here. It could be, you know, citizen of town. And they decide to allocate that $40,000 however they want it. Because I don't think so, even the way, I'm sure you did a good job on that, don't get me wrong. But there won't be a happy person at the end of that when you finish that $40,000. So that's my comment.
So you're forewarned, Brent.
But Amit? What I see is a really great opportunity, and there are people who are going to be unhappy if they don't receive funding, and I totally understand that. But this also opens up an opportunity for the Bureau to be a partner. If there are events that we know that will bring in overnight revenue, and say if they don't receive funding, there's still an opportunity for us to be a partner to them. Or should we fund the Harbor Festival in 2015? If they're completely revamping on how the event is, it might be something that these grant funds could invest in, knowing that there's potential of turning that event around. I love the fact that, you know, you have that actually happening out in this community, where people are actually stepping back and looking at events objectively and saying, do we need to change? Do we need to go in a different direction? Is there room for growth? And so that's what I foresee as being a great opportunity for us to administer these funds. But I do appreciate your comments, because I agree with you as well.
Yeah,
on that.
The reason I wanted to make sure that we clear on this, in kind, that's our job. I mean, your job, we hire you to do that. I mean, you're going to be out there, whoever can we can help promote even their business, if you can, you know, help the whole city. I'm all for it. But to take this $40,000 and trying to feed, you know, four times more than what we're supposed to do, first of all, it's not enough. Not a happy person at the end of the game. And really, how we distribute it, it's really any of those objectives we put in play, you know, as far as development, promotional, or operational, all that, sound great, but you're still going to have a hard time, because most of these people are basically don't have necessarily business objective. You know, they're not business savvy. They've got a great idea, and sometimes it's really come out good result, and some of them just flat on their face, be honest. So for us to spend a lot of time on this, my opinion, and taking so much effort every year, we made new forms, new applications, we got new categories. I mean, for $40,000, I don't want to spend any more money and time on it.
Amit?
Well, most of the questions got answered. I think I was just about to ask you about how this event's going to go forward, and you just answered about, you know, we're going to have a professional event planner and looking after. So I don't have any comments or questions right now. Okay, thanks.
Jane?
All right. I'm ready, Jane. I'm ready.
I got to wake up from all this. Okay.
I'm ready.
I asked you before, how much time did you put into this already, to all this event stuff? About, guess.
I'd say about an hour.
1 hour to do all this? That's mm-hmm. pretty good.
See what type of person you hired?
Yeah, pretty good. It should leave you lots of time to do all Salesforce marketing. There's a cost of management to us of the $40,000. Regardless of the in-kind, there's a cost. And we really need to analyze that. I really think we need to give the money back to the city, period. Events are not our purview. It's regional funds. We cannot manage or tell people how to do their events. That's not what we're supposed to do. An event planner can say, oh, gee, this looks like a good one. I don't care. They can put on their events and then come to us and say, Brent, let's do some in-kind on this event. It doesn't matter if they've been given money from the city or not. This is regional funds. Give the money back to the city. It costs us too much to manage, time, money, etc. Also, I feel that the city has to be financially supportive of our ongoing major events it needs to be line items. Harbor Fest, July 4th, the car show. I know I go on and on and on about the same thing sometimes every meeting. But you know what? Step up to the plate. When we get people in our hotels, city makes money. City has 8%, okay, over budget. Where are those funds? Who's getting those funds? Maybe if they went ahead and gave those funds to events, they'd make more money. The city makes money every time there's an event. How much money? In fact, John, Solo, how much money did you pay to the city for the last Harbor Fest? For permits, for city fees, for all that stuff, approximately. Okay. Well, the point is, maybe we can get some of those figures. It doesn't even matter to me. I don't care. I don't think we need to be involved in this at all. Give the money back to the city.
Thanks, Jane. So I'm going to go back to it's 40. Yeah, I mean, you know, up here you're allowed to have your opinion. It's $40,000 in general fund money. I'd like to say thank you to the city of Mormon. They come in and ask for $29,000, and they're given $5,000. They get upset. They don't, and this is our fault. We have not communicated well that there is only $40,000. They are looking at our whole budget of $700,000 and saying, what do you mean you won't give me $29,000? So, yeah, shame on us, too. We're, you know, mea culpa, right? So now I think we have a good director who's a good administrator. He's coming back to us with a plan. The plan includes letting people know what the event grant full budget is. I agree with Michelle's comments of putting with the $1,000 up to, with the $2,500 up to, but at $5,000, personally, I would say $5,000 maximum. That, to me, it's, again, it states clearly the accountability for the dollars, and they realize, okay, we have $40,000. I'm going to ask for my event for the Kite Festival or for 4th of July or for Harbor Festival for $40,000. The in-kind stuff, we do anyhow. I'll give you a good example of that. With Morro Bay Sings Country, which is a community event, our board sent the flyer to Brent, and it was placed onto morrobay.org. We did have some guests from Morro Bay State Campground who came over, came to that event that night, bought dinner tickets, supported the charity, and then spent almost $500 on Disneyland tickets that were granted to us from Disneyland. So great partnership, huge success for our community. Why? Because those funds go for children in our community. So these are general fund monies. They are there to support not only, they're there to support our community. When we talk about 4th of July, yeah, would these hotels be filled because, you know, 60% of people go to Pismo or to Cayucas? Maybe. But the fact of the matter is these are general fund monies, and they also come from the gas taxes, the restaurant taxes, and the retailers. And they do a banging, jamming business on 4th of July because people come into town. It's a beach town. They come into town. But they also do want to see fireworks, and some of them want to walk. And so it's good. It's good for business. So I'm for this as presented. I think we have a new director. Let's give him a shot in the direction that he wants to go in. If we don't get the funds next year, we don't worry about it. Okay? So that's where I'm at. I think with I'm hearing from the board that they do want to see the up to. I don't know where they're at on the maximum. Can I get a consensus on maximum 5,000? Well, I would say maximum 5,000, because then what's the next thing? I don't know.
Or they can just say like up to 5,000. That's it.
Okay. And just get the numbers in there, get it clear. People understand out the gate, and I think part of it is our communication.
Now, I do have a question, Michelle. I'm going to direct it to you since you were on there. I know that there were dollar amounts over the $5,000 allocated for this
this last
year. Yeah. So, and I was going to say something. First off, when we met with them, and I've been on the last couple of task force, we were very clear at the beginning of the amount of money we had to give them. So just heads up on that. It may not have been on the form, but when they sat before us, if you remember, we sat and met with every single one of them, and it was these two gentlemen here with me the last time. And then the time before that, I forget who it was, but I know I was involved. John Myers was involved too because he did the grant policy. So we had... Oh, okay. That's what it was. It was Jane. Okay. But just to be clear, we did... So I get... And I'm not out... We can all take... I'll take fault still too, but we did sit with them and say, hey, heads up, you asked for X amount of dollars and we only have this. So we were very, very clear, you're going to walk out of here unhappy, we're sorry, we're doing what we can. And that we were very, very clear with them on that. And yes, some of them were still disappointed with the amounts we have. My biggest concern with this, and I'm just going to be the elephant in the room, is 4th of July. And this is why I actually am going to go against what Alex says. I think 4th of July is the one thing that I think is where we give back to the full community. As a hotelier, yes, people might stay at my hotel, and I will still book up. I agree with Alex. We will book with or without a show. But to me, it's the one event that you don't pay for. The 4th of July does not make money. It's like a party for the city. So it's, thank you, celebration sounds better. So that's the only one which I'm concerned with. That one's different. I don't feel the same on that one. It could be the same, though, if they could make that event bigger. But I think that's the only concern I have is I have been told in the past, and maybe it's different this year, but
city that when and if and whoever they supply grant funding to in the future, that one of the things they put on it is the stipulation that anyone who's awarded a grant cannot come back to the city and ask for cash funding. Because that's, to me, is like a double dip. So, just saying.
This is a good example of the discussion we just had, which is definitely, I'm, of course, for the 4th of July, but everybody is. But the point is, we put in $10,000 last year. They weren't happy. Now, that's a 25% of the $40,000 to one event, right? And they were not happy. They went to city and asked for more money, which probably they needed because it's expensive to have that kind of event. And then you got $30,000 to distribute between 30 people. You know, it just doesn't make sense for us. I don't want to keep going back and forth on it. I'm okay with Joan as far as what she's saying. I think we got the $40,000. We got it distributed, and how we slice the pie, I don't care really. That's my point.
Thank you. I'm going to take a final comment from John Myers, and then I'm going to look for a motion. And I'm sorry, did I miss someone back there? Okay.
Couple of things. One is in terms of the selection, the committee. I think we should be a little more specific. I would thinking that you'd have somebody like a Don Maruska, somebody from Economic Development named. You'd want to, maybe there's one at large, but you've got somebody from the Chamber, somebody from Economic Development, things like that.
Chamber applies for money.
Okay, Chamber can't do it because they ask for money. But so be a little more specific on that. Two is, I think as a board, we were all there when there was some very difficult times in the city when we tried to pull all the tourism activities of this city into one location under this board, and we succeeded in doing that. And now we're sitting here and saying, let's give this money back to the city when the purpose of this money is to promote tourism in the city. Whether you like it or not, this is our job, and we should be doing this. This is not something we can reject. We should be appreciative that the city council put up whatever they put up, and we should disperse this money to the best of our abilities. And I think we as a board need to agree to that. This is part of tourism. And the last comment I would make is kind of by way of example, if I was back working and my boss told me to go out and redesign the widget we manufacture, and the first thing I said was, well, how do you want me to do that? I wouldn't have a job very long. Now, city council has told us, okay, we're going to put up $40,000 and delegated the responsibility to distributing that money to us. We need to come up with a policy and figure out how we're going to do that. And I think, you know, getting input from City Council is correct, but we don't go back to City Council and say, what do you want us to do? We go back to City Council and say, this is our plan. We'd like comment on our plan. Do you have any suggestions, recommendations, changes? If not, this is what we're going to do, because this is our job. So I would build that into our thinking. Yeah, we need input from council, but you know, that's we're not how to do it. I'm
great.
Sorry.
Great. So I totally agree with what you just said. I'm looking for a motion to approve the plan as presented with the recommendations that we put the additional language of up to next to the dollar amount. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second? There's a motion and a second on the table. Is there any further discussion points that you have not already made? Okay. We're going to go to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, 5-2. Thank you. Okay. Now we are on to visit item number 10 on our... Oh, excuse me. We are at City Event Partnership, New Year's Eve Fireworks City Proposal, and for this I will turn it over to Brent.
Joan, should we take a quick break? People have been sitting for quite some time, and
yeah,
I will
and
honestly say I
need... We need to be out
here
by 12:30, so I will give us a six... How about a six-minute break, and then I'll... Maybe we'll...
Thank
five-minute
you.
Break. We'll yell at everyone.
I don't like breaks. I don't want a break. I'm like, just power through. I don't need a break. But maybe he wanted... They wanted a break for a reason. I know, I'm looking. But like he said, that's our job. And put up and shut up. The city needs to have our back. That's where I get frustrated. Yeah.
And we are looking at the agenda, and we have visitors in the audience who may or may not wish to comment on item number 10, which is Visit San Luis Obispo County Tourism Meeting District Update. We are on item number 9 on the agenda, which is City Event Partnership New Year's Eve Fireworks Proposal. And if the board is amenable to it, I'd like to have a motion to move item number 10 up on the agenda. Is there somebody who would move that? Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? None? Okay, we are now... Thank you very much. I think that's kind to our audience. We are now on the topic of Visit San Luis Obispo County Tourism Marketing District Update, Discussion, Review, and Recommendation to Morro Bay City Council on how the Morro Bay lodging vote should be assessed for consideration in the Visit San Luis Obispo County Tourism Marketing District. And I want to be careful that we don't jump all over the place when we get to comments for the board. So we're going to poll each board member, and I'm going to ask you to make your comments brief and to the point, and that you not comment on someone else's comments so we don't get back and forth in discussion, that we just stay on point because we do need to be out of the room.
Joan, Chair, you want me to give an update?
Yes,
on,
we are going to have you give us an update. Absolutely.
I received on November 3rd the update on properties who have signed and sent in the petition from Nikki Schmidt with the County of San Luis Obispo, and currently there are 17 signed and sent in petitions out of the 35 properties here in Morro Bay. I do not have the number of rooms, but I do have a copy of what she sent to me, and if you would like a copy, I have 5, and I will have Jasmine distribute those for you guys to share.
Michelle, can you share with me so the audience can share one? Okay.
And Brent, what are we looking at? Is this a...
These are the
ones that have signed.
Yes.
Okay.
And this is actually a document that I received from the county of San Luis Obispo.
And just to let everybody know that the county does the tabulation, Visit Slo County does not do the tabulation.
Right.
The petitions are sent into the county.
Okay. So just as a reminder, the reason I just want to be clear about why this is coming back to us. The reason this is coming back to us is because the city has asked for us to basically take another look at where we're at in terms of our stakeholders' participation and what our stakeholders are saying to us. There was a vote that we took not to support the TMD back in August, and I believe that the words in the motion were "at this time." So hearing the "at this time" line and keeps us open for communication. And I believe said, you know, if the county wants to go out and do some due diligence and see what the hoteliers want, then they will. And that's why we're back here with this now, because the city council is having this on their agenda in December 9th. And I believe that what they're looking for is a threshold from us, from our board, as to when we would recommend that the city move forward with an additional 1% TMD for our hoteliers. And let's be clear that here we are only speaking about hoteliers. We're not speaking representing RV parks. We are not speaking representing vacation rentals. They have nothing to do with this conversation. We are focused on hotels and our hotel constituents. And so the law, as you know from going to the John Lambeth thing, is 50% of revenue plus $1. And there you go. So should I open up for public comment now so we can hear the public comment and then have board discussion? Is everyone comfortable with that? Okay. Then that's what I will do. I will open the floor for public comment. Any members of the audience, step on forward and let us know your name.
Good morning. My name is Robert Davis. I urge you to recommend joining the TMD. I think this is a fabulous opportunity for the city to join a multi-million dollar marketing organization for the outside the tent looking in. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, are you a business or just an at-large member? Do you have a business here? He said his name, but I don't know.
Robert Davis, I'm a volunteer. I don't have a business interest.
Okay, just curious. Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with you.
Thank you. John Solo, business owner in Morro Bay and citizen of Morro Bay. Thank you for an outsider to come in and recommend what I am going to say. In our city council meeting, there was a question about the process of the individuals that signed this petition. You have a list of 17. And when this process started, the first person I met with was with Brent, and basically told him what I was going to do. And I personally went out and visited 14 of the 17 people, personally myself, with every owner, after Brent had visited them. And there was a little bit of comment made at one of the city council meetings about people were signing things that they weren't sure of. I can assure you, if you look at some of their petitions they signed, on the back of their petition, there were notes that I made, notes they made. Out of the 14 that I met, I collected 13 of the signatures myself and mailed it into the county. There was no sign this, our local TBID's going to go down to 2%. There was no question. This was a 1% pitch that I was making to them over and beyond the 10% transient occupancy tax, over and beyond the 3% local TBID tax, or TBID assessment, and this was an additional 1%. And the biggest thing that I will go back and say over and over and over to you guys, and their question was, my God, we're going to be 14 and Cayucas is going to be 12. I go back and say, look at the average rate Cayucas and unincorporated areas ran in the month of August versus what we ran in the month of August. They need to charge, we need to charge an additional 19 to 20% tax and assessments to catch up with the total amount of money a customer is going to pay for that room. So I just want to make sure that that is very clear. So we ran a $100 average rate as an example for August. Cayucas, on an average, runs at least $20 higher than we are. So we don't have it. If Cayucas has no tax, we have to have a 20% tax to reach to their $120, which the customer is actually paying out of their pocket. There was no mischieving. There was no trying to get them to sign things or anything, because there was a comment made, and I took that as a personal offense because I went and talked to 14 of these owners myself personally. So I just want to make that very clear to you guys. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Chuck Davison with Visit Slo County. I want to start by saying I have reached out to each member on the board over the last 2 weeks. I appreciate those of you that took the time to meet with me. I felt like even in the meetings where we didn't see eye to eye, those were very healthy and professional conversations. So I've appreciated that. John, I know that we're scheduled to talk this afternoon, so I'll look forward to that. I wanted to again provide a similar update to what I provided this morning. So I have also been, now that we are through the city of Slo on Monday night, my focus and attention turns here to Morro Bay and the unincorporated area. So this morning I met with four of your lodging partners here in the city of Morro Bay before attending this meeting this morning at 9 o'clock. I'll continue that outreach as I'm back in Morro Bay tomorrow and continue to follow up with that over the next almost month before we're in front of your city council on the 9th. The purpose of those meetings is simply education. It's hopefully our goal is obviously to obtain signed petitions, but the goal is to educate them on this principle that's in front of them and what that can mean for this community. And so that's the focus of what we're doing. As I reported earlier, we're currently at, based on the room total that I have, and the county has not supplied us with an update yet, but we total 18 properties, 72% of the rooms, based on the room count that we received from the city, which I believe is about a year old. I know there's been maybe one or two changes in some small rooms there, but we account for 72% of the rooms currently right now. I was asked the question what percentage of revenue that makes up. We don't have that total. As Brent outlined, the numbers are given from the County of San Luis Obispo, the government. I want to make sure that there's a clear distinction between Visit San Luis Obispo County and the County of San Luis Obispo. That often gets confused. So the government organization of the county funnels those petition numbers. Answer questions later if you have them.
Okay, thank you.
Question before you leave. What's your position right now with this organization as far as are you fully hired now, or you just consulting to them?
Yeah, I am not. I am a contractor with Visit Slo County. As you probably know from subsequent conversations, Visit Slo County does not have the funds to hire, you know, full-time staff. We have six people that work for the county. Three are full-time employees, FTEs.
Right.
Three are contractors, including myself and the executive director, Stacy Jacob. So along with our event director, who is also a contractor. So, you know, that's where I stand. The majority of my work right now focuses around this effort with Slo County, with their sales and marketing, and with their trade show and event promotion.
Thank you. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Absolutely.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't on. Sorry. Do you have your in your contract? Is there terms? Are you month to month? Are you a 6 month contract?
Personally,
you personally.
My contract currently runs through the end of January. That's scheduled to be renegotiated the beginning of December.
Okay.
And that was simply done based on the original timeline for the TMD was scheduled to be voted on by the County Board of Supervisors in January. That obviously has been delayed due to a number of scenarios, so that looks like it's going to be closer to probably March, where we have with the passage in San Luis Obispo on Monday night, we have reached out to Dan Buckshot at the county to try to set up the first county meeting so that we can try to do this in parallel. And we're not waiting through the process. The county, as you may or may not know, is a three-step process, a three-meeting process, and the second and the third meeting are divided by 45 days so that information can get out to local residents in the county. And so we're trying to get those paths matched up so that we can be moving the county alongside of, obviously, the meeting here in Morro Bay on 12-9.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Joan, I would like to actually make just a quick comment because I do want to address that, you know, what John had talked about in his public comment. The two gentlemen actually sitting in the audience, John Solu as well as Chuck Davison, have been very transparent about, you know, what they were planning on doing. You know, John did come and meet with me and talked about that he was going to be talking to a number of the different lodging properties in Morro Bay. So he was very transparent about that. And in my meeting with both Stacy Jacob as well as Chuck Davison, they both also did address that they were going to be, you know, reaching out to the lodging community here. So it just, that was a full knowledge kind of post the August meeting. So just wanted to address that.
Thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to open it up for board discussion. And again, we are discussing only hotels here and what recommendation we are going to be making to the City Council in terms of where we're at now that we're hearing from the lodging community. We left the door open with our at this time conversation, I guess. And so they're asking us if prior to the December 9th, their December 9th City Council meeting, we would be able to supply them with further comment and a further recommendation, a little deeper recommendation. So, again, I'm going to go through organized. Everybody will get an opportunity, and then we'll move towards, you know, building some type of consensus. So, everyone's saying, please do that. So, Michelle, it looks like you want to start. John Myers will start.
I'll try and be pretty quick. I think I have 2 points that I would like to make. I'll make point two second, and then I'll give you my recommendation. When I first started with the board, I think the first assignment I got from the then chair, Joan, was to figure out what percentage of the visitor center we should pay for, and did some research and came up with $2.1 of revenue is spent for every dollar that's spent on lodging. $2.1 is spent by a tourist on other things, restaurants, shopping, recreation, whatever it might be. 2 weeks ago, in doing my project on VRBOs and that kind of stuff, there was an article in the Palm Springs newspaper, because they're doing some similar things, 2 weeks ago, and they actually had a formal study done. Given that, as I understand, what we're being asked to do is come up with how we would recommend to City Council that they consider the votes having been made by the lodging property owners in Morro Bay. I would say the only way that they can look at those votes is judge them the same way that every other vote is being taken on this in this matter, and that is based on the law. If 50% plus $1 of the lodging property managers, owners in Morro Bay vote to go with the TMD, then I think we have to do that. I don't think there's a choice. The decision belongs to the lodging industry. I viewed this as an advisory board to the lodging industry when we made our vote in August. The lodging industry has apparently come back and said, now we think we want to go with a TMD, we're going to step up for another 1% and go with a TMD. If that's what the property owners say, then that's what I think we have to recommend to council, that they accept that vote and support the TMD, period.
Nick?
Yes, my vote is, I'm recommending it. I was one of the two, I believe, that voted for it in August, and I think that, and then since that time, I've thought about it, done somewhat some research, and, you know, when I travel to other communities and we rent a hotel, you know, I have two sons that one lives in San Francisco and another one lives in down south, and, you know, we stay in hotels. When we book a hotel, we never look at what the charges are for fees. It's always based on, you know, what their rate is. And we know there's going to be a fee. You know, if you're in Anaheim County, it's probably 15 or 16%. If you're in San Francisco County, it's probably around the same. But that's just part of what you do when you rent a room. And you're looking at what that rate is going in. And the fees, you know, they're going to be there. And I never look at them, to be honest with you. I have recently, just because it's been on my mind, but I'm going to continue to support it. I think if you analyze this and see what's the risk between not being involved in with the TMD and what's the risk not being either being involved or not being involved, and I think if you look at those risks, you know, Red mentioned, you know, being inside looking out, or, you know, the other analogy that I heard was, you know, we're going to be left at the train station. This thing is going to move forward. You can guarantee you that. Is Morro Bay going to be left off all the advertising that $3 million organization is doing? You know, I think we need to be involved with that. You know, in 5 years down the road, if we're unhappy with it or if it's not going well, then we can make a decision then on whether to stay with it. But I think we need to be with that organization. The other thing that I've heard since August was, well, you know, the management with Visit Slow is not what it should be, or we've had issues with them in the past. You know, if you think back when our own city TBID was formed, there was no management. It was zero. We started from ground one. The hoteliers took a risk on, you know, raising, I think at that time it's probably $500,000. Did they think, well, there's no management to manage that? You know, we shouldn't do that because there's, you know, we had to come up, you know, the board was formed, you know, as a working board at that time. And so we kind of, you know, went along. We eventually hired an executive director, you know, so there are risks involved with that. Sometimes the management's not in place, but when the money starts to come in, then, you know, that plan gets put together and it evolves like any other TBID. This is just a bigger form of what every city has already. And a lot, you know, even with the funds that we have, this own board, we there's still a lot of things we can't do. We can't advertise internationally. I mean, Canada to the north, you know, the European market, the Asian market. You know, I saw a lot of Asian tourists, even in my restaurant, which is on the north end of town. We're not on the Embarcadero. And so there's a huge potential there that we have no resources to market to, so this would allow us to do that. So those are just some of the items that I kind of had on my list. So, but I would continue to recommend it, and I think the council should go forward with it as well.
Michelle?
Okay. I agree actually with a lot of what John Myers said. I had said this, first off, I think Chuck's a great salesman. I think when he shows up at your door and he's got a lot. He speaks a great talk, and I even told him I hope that they continue to walk the walk if this goes through. If this goes through, I said I'd be behind it. I personally am not in favor of it. I will not vote for my properties in it. And that's the way it's always been. It will change someday, and it will change. It's just in 5 years I feel it would change better, just not right now. We're going to put a lot of money and investment into this, and we're not going to see the results in a while. And I think this town in the city of Morro Bay needs to invest in its city and in its infrastructure and in its what's going on within Morro Bay before we can join such a big organization. I've said this time and time again. It's a great concept. And I've also said, again, I'd love to drive the BMW, but who's going to pay for it? And this is where it goes, is as a hotel operator, it's coming off the backs of us. And that's why I am still not behind it. I just do not feel the little guy has some protection in there. It's all based on revenue. And the little guy, which is little old mom-and-pop Morro Bay properties, are going to get lost in the shuffle. And I'm really, really concerned about that. There's not a checks and balance in there, and that concerns me. You know, and I think I'll just, I don't think the rock's going to fall off the face of the earth. I don't think that if we don't join, all of a sudden Morro Bay becomes not Morro Bay. I really go back to, I'd love to, for us to focus in-house on what's best for Morro Bay and then deal with it. And I know there's controversy. I could have sworn Lambeth said in that TMD that it is something we could join in a few years. It would be a blanket, but I'm being told no. So, but I really have a hard time thinking if we got together in 2 or 3 years and went to them with a bunch of money that they were going to turn us down, and maybe they will. But I just, I wish that Visit Slo could figure out some better way for the little guy to have a better representation and have the little guy not get lost in the shuffle, because I think we're going to end up with a lot of the big, large resorts being the focus. We do not have group. We cannot do large groups here. We don't have a conference room to do them. And if you look at the marketing plan, that's what I have a problem with. The actual marketing plan is not helping the city of Morro Bay, in my opinion. That's what I will say.
I'm going to go to Jane. Jane?
First of all, I wanted to thank Chuck for meeting with me. It was really a pleasure meeting with him. He's professional, he thinks out of the box, and we may not agree with certain things, but I definitely respect his business sense and his marketing ability. So I wanted to state that. A 1% increase in TOT will affect the lodging industry, not just hotels, but the RVs, the VRBOs, as well as all of our hotels. The RVs are totally against it, the one that was here representing the private ones. The VRBOs are not in favor of it. In fact, they're not even in favor of BID, joining the BID. So we're talking about the hotels, and we have 17 hotels on here that signed, of which 12. We have 12 owners. So we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 owners, I think. So there's 11 or 12 owners that signed for 17 hotels. One of the hotels I personally went up to, who has signed here and told me he never signed anything. So that just goes to show that people are afraid to tell somebody something. But it doesn't matter. 12, 11, whatever. For the most part, our hotels are unique. Our town's unique. We have small properties that can't handle groups, a large group today. We have the ability to have small groups. If we had dedicated space from the existing rooms that we have now. When I talked to Chuck, he was saying that what they're hoping out of group business is that the people that do groups, even if they don't stay in Morro Bay, that maybe a tour will come through, and maybe in the future they'll want to come back and stay here. Okay, so that's one thing we can look forward to. There's always a thought that says, well, when people are here, that they'll go ahead and they'll spend $2 for every $1 at hotel. I totally agree with that, because everybody stays at my hotel. We don't have kitchens. They have to go out. They have to eat. They have to pay for entertainment, et cetera, et cetera. But when you're staying at a VRBO or you're staying in an RV park, one of the joys about staying there is that they don't have to eat every meal out, but they are paying sales tax. I think that when we're talking about a marketing, we're also talking about risk. And one of the things that boards are in place, that they can decide what to do with the money, they can decide how to spend the money, and it's recommended by the operating board, just like what we do here. So that doesn't mean we're going to have a big say, because as it was pointed out, we have not been diligent to even attend monthly meetings, which we should be doing here, okay? 1% right now is $1,250,000 approximately. If the city gave us $1,250,000 for 5 years, would we be up to speed and do better for ourselves to market Morro Bay and our rooms and to develop conference space? And then at the end of 5 years, if the county is still in existence with their marketing and all worked out and with their events, et cetera, who would do the best with that $1,250,000? I think that's a question that's never been asked. So I would like the city to look at that. I only represent, you know, small hotels. Small hotels haven't signed this. They aren't in favor of increasing their rates. I mean, we're still at, we can't even get people in the doors, some of us, at $44 a night or $39 a night. So, you know, there's a lot of questions. There's still a lot of due diligence that must be done. So I still am voting no because of all these questions that I still have, and for what the people I've talked to say, no, they cannot handle more taxes. They cannot increase their rates. They can't bring people in the door. We get the group sales now. The infrastructure, I'll never forget this one, social media. The infrastructure in Morro Bay is the scariest thing I've ever seen a city look like. So the city needs to invest funds into Morro Bay because of what we look like off the street. You know, here we're planning this great signage. I would think there would be something more to look at when you get off of Morro Bay Boulevard. So there's a lot that has to be done in the city. There's commitment by the city that has to be made for the infrastructure here, and it all works hand in hand. So that's all I have to say. Amit?
Well, all I would say is, yes, I did sign, and I do recommend to go with TMD, you know, rather than being locally, being just a part of California, going south, north, and, you know, being Central Valley. We've been doing that forever. And remember, business, I haven't been in California or in this part or maybe in the United States for that long, but I do understand very basic and simple of business. You know, if you see, it's a 10-year trend. It does goes up and down. It doesn't stay as a consistency. You know, we got today 1.2 or 2 million, whatever. You're not going to get that next year. We don't know. You know, we don't have power plant. Even the small businesses, we used to get it. So it's all depend on individual hoteliers or owners or what they have to think about it. I mean, you know, me personally, I don't want to rent my room for $20 or $30, not even $50. So, you know, I like it to be go, you know, globally. We have a lot of foreigners. You know, we do see a lot of Asian traffic. I don't think so. We individually more be able to reach out to China. I mean, if you're gonna go, go to China, it takes 24 hours. You go India. You know, this year, me being Indian, I mean, I saw probably more than a few thousands of tourist travelers traveling from New York to California. You know, they're just visiting here, traveling, and you know, 20 days tours, like how people come from Germany and all. You know, who I don't think so. We have voice to reach. Remember, they missed this town, Morro Bay. They didn't know about San Luis County. They stopped in Santa Barbara, and they were staying in Monterey. Because when I hear group, I want to know each and every destination, and it needs to be email or faxed over to me if I know that person or anybody or even the bus driver. You know, why was this town was missed? They don't even know Morro Bay. You know, so, yeah, that's the only thing I want to say. Thanks.
Thank you, Amit. Alex?
Oh, boy, this is... We're visiting this all over again, I guess. But I think we got all the comments pretty much from the board, pros and cons. But I think this board has already made a decision, and I understand that, you know, we can get all these people and explain to them But the reality is a finite amount of money we're dealing with here. We keep putting this money in only marketing. City needs to decide, do they really want this money to be fixed, the street, the signage, to have a conference, you know, room, maybe help somebody to develop a large hotel in here before to jump into this kind of venture, which going to be driving. It doesn't matter how many Chinese knows us, doesn't know how many anybody knows us, because the people who drive are usually local, either mostly California, and you're going to get that kind of tourists all the time. Yes, we do have Germans coming through, we get French coming through, we're always going to get people from back east. You know, we have a beautiful coastal line here. So that's not going to change. The other side of it is, you know, this city almost 100% sold in the summer. What is additional, you know, advertising going to do for us? On a winter time, yes, we need help. But is county going to direct that money to promote only winter? It's questionable. So we've given an organization, which is almost like another government organization, with blank check, which no goals really, that at least on the paper, which I already read their business plan, it's really tied up totally to marketing groups and large, you know, operation or corporation to come out here, had no effect in Morro Bay. We can't even have a small wedding group fill in these hotels. It's hard to do that. To bring in a convention in the Morro Bay, I mean, where are you going to put these people? So I think this whole idea that, now, let's also step back one point here. This organization that is now going around and telling everybody how great they're going to be, they're already getting 50% of their money from us past few years. So it's not like these guys were not here and they were not promoting anything. They were being in place for last 5 years that I know. And they want to have just more money and less accountability, because they used to come in and ask for the money every year. Now 5 years, there won't be anybody even asking. I mean, there'll be a board, of course, don't get me wrong, and everybody in the board have something to say. But in setting up this organization, which is going to be about 50% of their money payroll, it would not make any difference from what used to be. Now, you telling me with any business sense that I'm losing a situation that I put in the money almost $1 million every year, and I'm not getting anything pretty much out of it except maybe Saver, which is also questionable, and now give me another $1.5 million, I'm going to do a great job, I wouldn't be in business. So that's where I'm going to put it. Now, I know promoting county is great. I'm all for it. I think there always should be a, you know, I mean, we formed this marketing group here. Now we have. It helps everybody's business, definitely. But at the same time, this structure in the county, which don't even have a website, after all these years, we have put about millions of dollars, doesn't bring any. I haven't seen anybody calling from the county and want to stay in my hotel all these years, and expecting them to promote our hotels, our tax. We are still, I know everybody says, well, you know, this tax dollar is another 1%, and you pay $50. What is 12%? But first of all, we're collecting this money. Our job is collecting this money. It costs us, our staff and our people, to collect every time we go out there and collect this money. And the second is, when you're talking about percentage, yes, if you are selling the room for $300-$400 in city of LA and you're making 12 or 13% charges, that no big deal. But when you're selling this room for $35, I mean, there are hotels tonight, there may be four hotels out there I can just name that is selling it $35 a night, 14, 11%, it's a number for them. It makes a difference. So you're talking about the big guys and the small guy, then this city is a small guy. Doesn't have the structure. And in 5 years, maybe we will. Hopefully we will have a city council that focus more on economical, you know, developments, which is the first time we've been talking in this city. And once we have maybe a plan, I think it makes sense, you know, to invest further out of the city.
August? So I just want that clear, because I've had a lot of people give me flack for taking a vote in August and why we took a vote, and that, and now, well, now we have all these hoteliers. These hoteliers that have signed on is after they've met individually with individuals who were for the proposal. So I just want to be really clear on that, because that was something that personally I was like, wait a minute, we were trying to follow the process. The county changed it, so the county did change that, but that's why we took the vote in August the way we did. Second thing I want to remind everybody, real quick, if you remember, the city originally paid into the slow visit. It was not the BID. The city actually used to pay into the Visit San Luis Obispo many, many, many years back. And when the TBID came in, that's when it got transferred over. There was a time it was as low as $10,000, and there was a time it was up, you know, $40,000, $50,000 that they paid. So it's changed across the board. I don't get the I get why they're not wanting to beg for money every year. I just think now that they've went from a little bit of money to a lot of money.
So
I just want to
be clear that in the vetting process today in communication, it was my goal to let everybody have their clear presence of mind at the end of their communication outward. I have very little in terms of communication. I'm more along the lines of John Myers, where I believe that the law is clearly stated that it's 50% plus one of the revenue, and that nothing we say or do can supersede the law. I think, you know, if we went and made recommendations above the law, it doesn't matter if we're wasting our breath. The law is the law is the law. And so City Council is looking for us to make a recommendation. I think Michelle brings up a really terrific point, which is when we had the issue before us in August, we had zero hoteliers signing on because the petition process had not been opened yet. And that was part of our conversation that day, was perhaps, and maybe now in hindsight, we should have waited to see what the lodging community came to us to say, so that then we could go to the City Council. But we set our process differently, and now we're revisiting the process. So what we're clearly marked with here today is, at this point, hearing from our lodging community, which is at 17 properties on the paper.
Can I interrupt you one sec? Instead of saying the lodging community, can you just say the hotel? Because the lodging community includes RVs and VRBO.
Okay, so our lodging constituents, the hotels and motels, when I say lodging, our lodging community, I'm talking about our currently assessed, who we represent on our tourism board, the hotels and motels, our lodging community has come in on this page at 17% that Brent supplied. I understand, or we understand from the report from Chuck Davidson, that it's at 18 properties, basically 72% of the rooms, roughly. 72% of the rooms. At this point, do we want to recommend to... The question is pretty simple. At this point, do we want to recommend to City Council that at 50 plus 1% of revenue, as represented by hotels, our board, who represents hotel stakeholders, would support this for our stakeholders? That's the question.
if I'm not mistaken, I think the question was the council wanted to know what this board would consider as a threshold for them to consider. Yeah, and Jane, this was at the TMD meeting.
Right, but do we want to make the threshold more than the law? That's the question I'm asking
right.
you. Do we want to make a threshold greater than the law?
John, I think you're absolutely correct as far as the law, because that's the way it is. Now, we all have our opinion. That's fine. Yeah, but I think if that's what's going to drive it anyway, we're wasting time discussing things over and over. Because if the law said 51% of anything, and we got 51% of it, then it's done deal. Now, of course, there's county-wise, I'm sure they're going through city to city. So all I think we need to do, this is my opinion, is to report what we have. What board is already decided, it's all decided before or after, doesn't matter, because it's not going to make any effect. If they want us to do individual discussion on this, we already have discussed this to the nth power.
I think that what the city council is looking for is for us as a board to say, if the hotel operators in the city of Morro Bay at 50% plus one want this, then the board recommends to the city council that they move it forward.
That's what I do.
To help them make their decision, because there's a little bit of confusion. Like, why is your board voting one way and then hoteliers voting another way? And they were looking forward to our discussion here. I'm sure they're watching. On what our ideas and what our thoughts were. So I think, you know, as far as, you know, speaking our mind again, I think that's helping them make their decision. But again, it's not, when people say, well, if the revenue comes in, you know, $50, 50% plus $1, that's a done deal. It's not a done deal. The council can still say, well, sorry, we don't want this. So.
But the council wants us to come up with something.
I think the 51% that she's mentioned, and I think you need to be clear on it,
mm-hmm.
it's not a matter of that city council can make any decision.
Right.
As far as the hotels, mm-hmm. if the 51% of the hotels said yes,
now you said, do you mean
then
that
means
dollar
yes
amount?
Based on
no,
the law?
No, you're wrong. Why you're not? Wrong. Because it is 50 plus 1% of the hotels in partnership with the municipality. So both the hotels and the city council have to say yes. So the city council is asking us for a recommendation. When would you want us to say yes? When would you, group of TBID representatives, advisory council, advisory board to the city council, when would you want us to say yes? Do you want us to stick to the letter of the law? That's what they're asking us.
I think we have to stick with the letter of the law.
Okay.
If
that's
now, let me stop, please. If the number of hotels is properly presented, and we're not twisting anybody's arm, and that's what the decision is, and I'm totally against it, but I'm telling you, I'm behind it. If 51% of the hotels said that's what they want. So if we get 51%, our decision personally or as a group means nothing, because the 51% of the hotel wants this to go, and we got to tell basically to city council that the 51% of the hotel decided. And that's what's going
to
be.
But the council has to also represent lodging and RVs. But so they want us as a hotelier advisory board to give us their recommendation.
We cannot.
I'm calling the question. I make a motion. I'm calling the question. I make a motion that the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau Board recommend to the Morro Bay City Council that when or if or when lodging receipts come in at 50% plus $1. Hotel motel lodging receipts come in at 50 plus 1% of revenue, as stated by the law, that the city council move forward with approving an additional 1% tourism marketing district administered through the County of San Luis Obispo and their agent. Is there a second for discussion? It's the law. What's the law?
The vote has to include vacation rentals and RV parks.
Let me go back and make a friendly amendment. That they, the city council, move forward with the hotel motel portion of the conversation as approved by the lodging industry. They can have the conversation with the others, which are vacation rentals and RV parks, but if we hoteliers come in at 50, let me try this all over, scratch the motion. I make another motion. I move that the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau recommends to the City Council of Morro Bay, as representatives of hotels and motels solely, that if our revenue comes in at 50 plus 1% per the guidelines of the law, that they have a recommendation that we support for hotels and motels the tourism marketing district administered by the county. Because it's administered by the county, not by the city, in partnership with the county. Is there a second? That by the county. We don't want to administer it here. So, Jasmine, I hate to turn to you. So I'm going to do a friendly amendment. Can you read me back the motion? Okay. Come on now. She wants a raise. Read it back. Here we go. As best as you can.
As best as I can.
Yeah. As best as you can.
Member Solo made a motion that the Morro Bay Tourism Board recommends to the Morro Bay City Council as representatives of hotels and motels solely that if our revenue comes in at 50% plus 1% per the guidelines of the law, they have a recommendation that we support as hotels and motels.
The TMD.
The TMD.
So let's clean that up a little because that was... Yeah, that's very close. We are coming at it from the very same place. It needs to say a 1% TMD because I think that that's important, an additional 1% TMD. We're cleaning up the... Would you be amenable for it to have the 1% thrown in there? Additional, so for it to say 1%? Well, but that's what they're passing right now. That's right. What's before us.
I think what we need to do is support what amendment the city is going to have. We're going to be supporting. Does that make sense?
Well, the city has been very clear that they have considered taking the 1% from the bureau budget and putting us, the BID, down to 2.
We can make further recommendation to the city council regarding the tourism bureau in just a second. Let's get through this motion.
That's why I think it's important that the 1% is stated on there.
1% additional needs to be stated on there. 1% additional TMD assessment. Not TOT. It has nothing to do with TOT. TMD assessment.
Well, the problem with that, I find... Oh, you have to see if you can...
Yeah, I have to see if we can get there.
Is the city council decision final how they want to get that money?
Okay, I rescind my motion.
But we're making a recommendation.
I'm going to rescind my motion. I'm going to make a third motion here. My motion is going to be that the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau Advisory Board advises the city council that we recommend that the city council... Here we go again. We recommend that the city council, as representative... Nope, stop. The Tourism Bureau Board, as representatives of the lodge, of the hotel, motel, lodging industry, recommend to the City Council that if or when revenue for the countywide TMD, the countywide additional 1% TMD, come in at 50% plus 1, we recommend the City Council move forward with the hotel, motel, lodging decision. If the hotel, motel vote favorably for the countywide initiative. I had the 1% in the beginning of the month, too. Okay. No, Jasmine doesn't. Okay. Our board recommends to the Morro Bay City Council that if lodging receipts come in at 50 plus 1%, hotel, motel, lodging receipts come in at 50 plus 1% of revenue, we recommend that they support an additional 1% county TMD. Wait, is there a second on that? I think we've got it. I tried to simplify it. Read that back, Jasmine. I'm looking for a second. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Okay. The Morro Bay Tourism Bureau recommends to the Morro Bay City Council that if lodging receipts from hotels and motels come in at 50% plus 1% of revenue, we recommend that they support an additional 1% county TMD.
Is there a second on that motion? Okay. Okay. Did you get that? Votes support. I apologize now. Right.
The Morro Bay Tourism Bureau recommends to the Morro Bay City Council that if votes supporting...
Okay, stop there. That if hotel, motel votes... Hotel, motel votes supporting... Go ahead.
The TMD come in at 50% plus $1...
of revenue. Of hotel motel revenue. That's where it needs to again say of hotel motel revenue. Of hotel motel revenue. And we're micromanaging this because this is very important, so I apologize.
Am I starting from the beginning?
Yes, start from the beginning. Thank you.
The Morro Bay Tourism Bureau recommends to the Morro Bay City Council that a hotel motel vote supporting the TMD come in at 50% plus $1 of hotel motel revenue, we recommend that they support an additional 1% county TMD.
We recommend that City Council support, not they, but that City Council support an additional 1% TMD. Correct. The word additional is extremely important. That's the motion as read by Jasmine. We have a motion and a second on the table. Is that accepted by my second, that motion? Just making sure. Mr. Myers has a yes. I hate to ask this question, but please, is there any further discussion? Okay, let's go to vote. Wait.
I have one thing to say, and that is that the properties that I've talked to are small properties. Between all of us, the ones that I've talked to, which is myself, the Anderson Inn, the Estero Inn, Marina Street Bed and Breakfast, we couldn't even come close to one hotel with the revenue. We're the little guys. We're unique properties. We can't have groups. We can't do anything. We are taxed the same. We get foreign business through Booking.com and through Expedia, which have far more dollars than the county to market our hotel. And that's what we rely on, and that's what we pay for. So I just have to still say no. Also, the way that you have made this motion really makes me nervous because you're supporting a 1% TBID for hoteliers, which means that, once again, we might be paying the entire 1%, and it's going to be based on TOT. So I just have to say no. For the people that I represent, we're the little guy. Excuse me. Thank you, AGP, for catching me. I'm happy to make an amendment to my motion that says 1%. We recommend 1% if they include the other lodging entities. I'm happy to do that, and that's a very good point. Thank you. So I'm stopping this process right now as the person who made the original motion, and I'd like to add, if I can get a second and consensus from the, well, first a second, to add to the motion. Read the motion to me one more time, Jasmine, and I'll stop you, and I apologize.
The Morro Bay Tourism Bureau recommends to the Morro Bay City Council that if hotel motel votes supporting the TMD come in at 50% plus $1 of hotel motel revenue, we recommend that the City Council supports an additional 1% county TMD.
TMD.
Period.
Which would include our V parks, vacation rentals, and which would include all lodging in the city of Morro Bay. I'm going to spell it out. I'm going to say to include all lodging. Pardon? All applicable lodging in the city of Morro Bay. That's my amendment. John, I would need a second. Okay, got a second. Okay. Now, I do want to say that since we're in discussion, I have the smallest hotel on this board. I have a small little 10-room hotel. And, I have had all kinds of hotels in this town. I'm pretty familiar with the Days Inn. It's 46 rooms. It can take 2 tour buses. I think that this town can take tour buses. And Brent, I think, spells that out because he's going after that business on a trip in February to get those tours here. And we've got the Inn at Morro Bay. We've got the Morro Shores. They take tours. Michelle takes tour buses. Amit takes tour buses. Alex can fit a tour bus. There's a lot of properties. Chuck, are you hearing me? There are a lot of properties here that can take tour buses. And we want to see them. We welcome them from the county. Thank you. Please get those.
Of the fourth largest in town, like 98 rooms in at Morro Bay. We all know Motel 6, Blue Sail Inn, Days Inn. So those are the 40-plus rooms hotels we have. It. They can take minimum of 1 to 2 tour buses. Up to 2 buses, let's say, in at Morro Bay can go maybe 3 or 4. But there are so many hotels, more than 10 hotels in the town have more than 30-plus rooms. You know.
Point.
So car groups, whatever groups you have, there are so many groups and tour buses. I mean, you can fit easily.
I'm going to call. Thank you, Amit, for your comments. I'd like to call the question. We have a motion and a second on the table, and if everyone's ready, turn your microphones on, please. We're moving to vote. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay. Nay.
So I'm going to pull the board because you got it. You got it. Okay. Okay, so motion carries 4-3 to the motion as stated. Okay, so now we are on...
Madam Chair, before we move on,
yes,
how do we want to move forward with that? We do have to put in the process of how we're going to be reporting it to the city, and how do you want us to go about with this vote to go to the city?
Sorry,
do you want it to be my role to bring this information to the city and the city council, or is this something that you as a chair wants to bring this vote to the city or city council?
I think the chair, and I think that, and I'm going to look for consensus from the board. I would think that the ED, the chair, and the vice chair could send a note to city council.
Okay.
I don't think we need to show up at a meeting. I think we can just send them a note.
Okay.
You know, send them a...
I really don't think...
You don't need to have the whole board show up or anything.
John?
No.
I think also There's no point of this vote is internal, really, as far as I'm concerned. All you need to send the motion.
Yeah, right.
Send the motion and with the, you know, with
yeah.
the...
I just wanted to make sure, Alex, because it was requested from...
The city.
City right. Some the mayor and some of the city council that were in attendance at the John Lambeth workshop, that they wanted to know what the threshold was. So I just wanted to make sure that we're going through this process, how we're going to communicate that.
I'll tell you what. Let's thank you for that. Let's send a note from... We'll send a note from... yourself as the lead, me and the vice chair, Jane, and then what we'll do is perhaps we should ask our executive director to follow it at council on the 9th so he can bring us back a report.
No, I think that all we need to do is write him a letter, just inform them that at this meeting, read the motion, how it was done, and that's it. I mean, simple.
Yeah, and thank then you. Brent, you know, I guess to bring us back the report anyhow, you'll probably follow it at council, so...
Exactly, I have it on my calendar.
Okay, terrific. And...
Can we move on?
Yes, we're slaying the dragon. I have cookies here. We are so close.
We're close.
We are so close to the end. We are on item number 11, which is... Morro Bay Tourism Bureau. Oh, no, we're not.
City Event Partnership.
We're on City... that's why I stopped myself, guys. Thanks for holding me my feet to the fire. City Event Partnership Fireworks. Is that moving forward, Brent?
I need to, throw this out because the city manager has requested financial support for potential New Year's Eve fireworks along the Embarcadero for this calendar year, and he and I told him that I would bring it to the board. He is requesting $2,500 in financial support for a New Year's Eve fireworks. He has reached out to some of the restaurants and other business constituents along the Embarcadero. The last information that I received via email is that the restaurants that had been reached out to weren't in full support of that. There were a couple of restaurants that wanted clarification, but that's the last that I have actually specifically heard. I just wanted to throw that out there because this board has not specifically, in my time at the Bureau, directly supported events, and that's the direction the process that I wanted to go through is I wanted to bring it to the board because we haven't specifically supported events with financial help. I hope that makes sense.
Question.
Yes.
How much is their budget total? What
the initially when David Buckingham, the city manager, had reached out to myself, they were looking at about a $20,000 budget, which would
Embarcadero fireworks wouldn't support it. But we have a problem with any fireworks off the Embarcadero anyway because of the birds.
No, there has been research on that, Jane, and it won't be an issue specifically at that time.
All right.
Year.
And the other thing is what I find most amazing is that the city won't support the 4th of July fireworks. And yet they want to do another event with fireworks. And again, we are not an event. The money, the $40,000 is what we have for events.
Mr. Buckingham's reasoning to doing a New Year's Eve fireworks is not just to benefit the businesses along the Embarcadero, but he would also like to see the properties. He said that specifically to me, that he would like to see an event happening on New Year's Eve that would also benefit the hotel and motel community.
Yeah, I think I remember bringing this on when I was in CPC board, that why don't we do this New Year's Eve fireworks, because the guy who does this, he stays at my place always and we discuss this. But I think it does helps hoteliers to bring revenue up. I mean, you know, rather than renting room $79.89 rate, I mean, you know, you can definitely get $20 to $30 higher ADR, and eventually city is going to get benefit.
It's something we haven't done before, and yeah. I think we should try it. I think it's minimal,
in terms of our overall budget when we're talking about $2,500. I know that we're not an events board. I agree with that statement, believe me. But, you know, I do think that this is seventeen years ago, the city had some fireworks that were done, and I believe it was like Paul Van Beurden and Stan Trapp and those guys who sponsored it, and it was like a kiss goodnight. I mean, you know, New Year's came, and it was like boom, 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 and it was over in like 2 minutes, seriously, 2 or 3 minutes. But it drew people in, and people would line up down there to go see it, and but somehow
it was the year
away.
2000.
What about
the year 2000, because it was the millennium, and yeah. So they had done that, and I remember that. I agree. I think for $2,500, again, we're trying to partner with the city. I think they've got good faith. I agree with Amit. If you put a fireworks show here and have something to drive people to Morro Bay for the night, you can help drive that ADR. So I am all in favor of doing something like this. I know it's a slippery. I think it's a slippery slope because it's out of our whole grant funding process and it's not what we normally do. But again, the city's our partner. I think it. I'm very disappointed to hear that the restaurant's on our board. It's that same frustration I keep having. I feel like nobody wants to pay. They all want it to fall on the backs of us.
But you know what?
Some of them are on board.
But you know what, Michelle? It's not only we can raise ADR, but if really the fireworks, I don't really understand why do we have it up that far if they can do something, you know, while
in the bay.
Restaurant can charge. I mean, all they have to do is come up with a New Year's and same menu for 4th of July. Just let people sit down and charge whatever, $6 a beer or, you know, whatever you want to do. You're business people.
Yeah.
You know, can I just say something? This is an excellent example of why this city needs its own marketing tourism district, which every restaurateur, retailer, et cetera, that benefits could pay into. And then, you know, it would be a done deal. The city would have money to do these little things. You know, too bad they couldn't piggyback that on being the end of the Morro Bay 50th, okay, and do it that way. I don't know if Morro Bay 50th has any extra money, but the point is that we could, you know, it could be one big thing. My question is, if the fireworks doesn't happen, because of inclement weather or whatever, do we get the money back?
No.
So,
but I do need to, sorry, Joan.
Go ahead.
I do want to also mention New Year's Eve is a Wednesday this year. Mm-hmm. How many, I mean, it is our goal. I mean, I'm not trying to push something, but our goal is to bring in that room nights during the midweek. And this is a midweek opportunity. We could spend $2,500 on a different marketing endeavor, or we could be a partner to the city. We have a new city manager who's very excited, and I think that he is going to be a great partner to this organization as well as this board because he's very excited. He understands. He's well-traveled. And I think that this is a great opportunity for us to put a good foot forward and support something that could be something really big.
I think we're getting a recommendation from our executive director, and I think the board, I'm feeling like we have some consensus here to move forward with this. I would just say, you know, can we just give him, it's $2,500. Those are decisions that he normally makes on his own. He's not asking us to release $25,000 for a one-shot over the bow New Year's Eve thing. This is $2,500, which is a decision that he could. Usually he's going to have to move some stuff around, I understand. So I'm just looking for consensus for the board to either say, yes, Brent, look at what you have to work with and move some things around, or no. So do we want to give him consensus to move forward? I'm a yes.
Yes.
You've got five yeses. You've got five yeses.
Because remember, it's also volume.
You've got a general consensus to move forward. I think it's fine. So
okay.
And it's a busy week because a lot of kids are out of school.
Week. Yes,
so
exactly.
So people will travel on a Wednesday.
All right. So
We're moving on now to strategic planning session, which is coming up on Thursday, November 20th, 2014 at 9 a.m. Please put that on your calendars.
Just a correction. It is at 9:30 versus 9 a.m.
9:30 now? Okay.
Our facilitator wanted to make sure there was enough time for her to drop off her kids. I know, Michelle, you will appreciate that, and to get into Morro Bay and to, you know, have time to set up.
You are noticing this too, right?
Correct.
Okay, and
correct.
The location is?
It will be at the Morro Bay Tourism Bureau office, so please arrive a little bit prior to 9:30.
And because
there was also a survey sent out to all of the board. Please, please, please fill out the survey. It's an opportunity for you to give some insight. The survey was also sent out to the rest of the hotel community. It is anonymous, so please, you can be as honest as you want to be. Leslie really wants to get your feedback, and we can also send it out to additional constituents if we so desire. But this is the first of two sessions for the strategic planning session. I just want to be clear. We are not going to get everything done from 9:30 until 1. There will also be a little bit of board training happening at that time. We do have a new board member with us, and so we just want to make sure that we are all on the same page as far as that. Leslie is with Spokes, which is they deal specifically with nonprofit organizations. We are joining that organization, and we're getting a heck of a deal as far as the strategic planning session. But their organization will also be able to provide to this organization additional opportunities for other board training if we need it on a city council level. They also do things when it comes to budgeting and policies and also additional nonprofit support. So I felt like this was a really great opportunity for us to have an organization that is local and can provide us with additional opportunities.
Thank you. And so just for everyone, the meeting will be a public meeting, so it will be we will be held to some public comment. So the public will be able to comment at the beginning of the meeting, but this is not an interactive workshop. So I just want to be clear. In terms of the John Lambeth thing, that was an interactive community workshop. This is a TBID strategic plan, or a Tourism Bureau, pardon me, strategic planning session.
Correct.
And so it's pretty much a meeting. So just wanted to point that out. And thank you, Brent, for your report. We will move on to declaration of future agenda items. I have the VRBO policy from John Myers, the Bureau annual calendar, reporting from the Bureau and vendors, and then the report on the TMD City Council decision on December 9th. And that is what I have. Does anybody have any other future agenda items besides a mid-year budget review in January, but I'm just looking at December right now? Okay. Right. And then board announcements. I'd just like to remind everybody of the Don Marusco LEAP project on Wednesday, November 19th at 8:30 to 10 at the fire station. And also say happy Thanksgiving to all of you. And Thanksgiving is coming up, right? Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. We won't see each other before the Thanksgiving break. So happy Thanksgiving. And Nick, as president of Rotary, have a wonderful lighted boat parade out there. So everybody come
down.
Yeah,
I'm looking
Nick
for everyone's support. We didn't have board announcements, did we?
This is board announcements. Let's hear it.
I'm sorry,
it.
A little
you've
delirious.
Got an announcement, make it.
December 6th, lighted boat parade. So everyone come out and check the wonderful boats out. We'll also be selling like hot chocolate and coffee and our wonderful T-shirts out there also. So come out and enjoy the lighted boat parade.
Does Santa Claus give out floppas from
Lolo's? Oh,
we
also, thanks for reminding me, Santa Claus and the elves will be there for a picture taking, so bring your kids and your cameras.
Okay, great. Any other board announcements? Surfboard Art Festival is going on right now in 22 different locations, so please stop by and see those. And that... check out the visitor center surfboard. Okay, so
and don't forget the Lolo's surfboard too. And
La
Serena,
Lolo's, Poppy. Okay, great. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Stick around. Thank you. Good meeting.